This episode is brought to you by Loot Crate, the service that brings a box of good stuff for geeks, gamers, and pop culture nerds straight to your door. You only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/super and enter promo code SUPER to save $3 on your new subscription today.
How much glass can the human body ingest and survive?
Great question, Wooly. Yeah.
You can eat.
What's our esoteric fact for this episode?
Combo breaker.
You can eat like little tiny ass pieces of powdered glass. Basically, the logic is
if
the piece of glass is too small to be seen on an X-ray,
mm-hmm.
You'll probably be fine.
Okay.
So if it's like a grain of sand, like, mm-hmm. no big deal.
So if you drop something on the ground and it shatters, get it in your mouth as quick as possible.
Yeah, no, you'll have a story to tell.
Okay. Maybe it'll fix.
As long as you
thing.
Don't inhale. Though.
Yeah, don't inhale.
Because if it goes down the wrong pipe,
lungs, inhaling glass is
yeah.
way
no, That's
done,
some trauma
done.
Center
I wish
shit.
You had told me that before.
Yeah. So I'm chewing these lozenges. So in case you hear a crickety crack noise, that's not me eating glass. That's
yeah.
these throat lozenges, because my throat is
yep.
You're hoping yeah. that the lozenges will air out the glass.
Pat's not the one
weekends.
Who ate the glass.
My throat is fucked right now.
Okay. All right. But, you know, it's important to learn these things.
What's the esoteric fat for 130 fat?
The esoteric fat.
Pat's angry.
Fuck me today.
Pat's angry at himself.
God damn it.
He's angry that his dick is mush.
Well, welcome to episode 136
That's
of the podcast.
That's what happens when you're sick.
And today... it's my pleasure to relate to you the fact that as of this moment, apparently, I'm to understand there is exactly $136 worth of DLC in the game Evolve.
Wow.
That is a good fact.
Does that include the game?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
That's a lot.
That's just the DLC.
I can understand 36, but where does 100 come from?
Costumes. A lot of it's costumes.
That's a lot for a game people aren't playing.
I remember seeing they were releasing a lot of costumes.
Monsters.
So. Mostly costumes, though, yeah.
Probably
Monsters
a level or two, you know.
No, the levels are free. The
okay.
levels are explicitly free.
Okay.
It was the monsters that was the issue, really.
Mm. And the game would be, what, 70 in the States?
Yeah.
With taxes?
60 at launch. Now,
70
20?
With tax.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Aren't they releasing, like a quote-unquote Game of the Year edition with everything?
Did.
Really?
They already did.
They just did? Okay.
Like
some with $200 worth of content.
I don't know.
Somebody
maybe.
Gave it to us. Somebody.
Here, buy this console.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when they used to sell those EA consoles at
no.
Future Shop?
Yeah.
Oh.
The plug
no.
and play ones?
The plug and play.
Yeah, of course.
Totally.
Those are great.
Someone bought that.
Coleco made a couple of those.
I did.
Wow. Wow. What possessed you?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
the
that's
new,
not a
the,
funny
the,
joke,
the,
Matt.
Yeah, it was
the
funny
new
for a
Coleco,
second.
I mean. If we could made a couple of those.
Because that, like, that's a whole fucking series. If we could get one of those and
they,
like,
they plug in RGB.
Elgato.
They're really easy to get.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think. John
well, they go for they go
like
for
that.
Dirt on the internet.
I would love to see more. Although it's all games that you can get elsewhere.
It's
though,
just
so.
A half step
yeah,
above like
trash.
Game and Watch.
It's more.
No,
you're more or less just.
There's
reviewing
those weird consoles
OS,
that are
really.
Just
yeah.
a bright red and blue Spider-Man dick like joystick.
Yeah.
embedded into a little disc, and the disc plugs into a TV, and you can play one Spider-Man game.
Yeah, those
it's
are great.
Worth it.
$40 for one Spider-Man game.
To let Gwen Stacy drop? Always worth it.
Oh, look. Wiggle the dick to have the little web hand try and grab her.
Oh, Peter.
Who was that supposed to be?
M.A.
Okay.
I was going to say.
Uncle Ben.
But really, she was dropped on purpose because of those babies she had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if Uncle Ben and Spider-Man was just Uncle Ben from the rice box?
Yeah.
The same guy?
Yeah.
It always confused me as a
identical.
Kid.
Well, there's
and like he just walks into the screen like, hey, Peter, if you're going to be superheroing, you should eat this delicious rice.
And fuck Aunt
No,
May.
Ben, no. And he just pours
get
rice
Aunt
down
Jemima
his throat.
In there.
Aunt Jemima.
And now you got Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima like raising Peter Parker. Now you got yourself, now you're cooking a stew.
Put this,
now
put
you got
this
a stew going.
Maple syrup on your rice. That's disgusting.
Go.
That's horrible.
That's what turned him into a weird radioactive monster.
Why is there like an old, like, black like Mammy as like the logo of a goddamn maple syrup company.
Because that's it's just like your old Mammy used to make. Yeah. You know?
You remember your slave old Mammy?
Remember?
I do.
And she made
the best slave syrup ever.
And everything. And
that's like literally exactly what it is, and slave that's depressing.
Syrup? Why is there a native lady on the Lando Lakes like covers?
To imply servitude.
Lando Lakes is, what is it?
It's an American butter company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Who that bitch on the raisin bar? I don't know.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Who's she? She never gets any play.
She's stupid hot.
It's
if you
true.
Really take a look at
it's
the
true.
Image of her,
yeah.
It's like this little strawberry like woman.
Who the fuck are these people? Who knows?
These people exist somewhere out there.
These are the questions.
I'm sure the Quaker Oats guy is a huge dick.
Oh man,
where do you think the oats come from?
Dude, yeah.
That motherfucker he looks like he was plowing slave ass in the back.
Oh boy.
He looks like out back fucking disciplining quote unquote people that weren't working hard enough.
Get Aunt Jemima out front.
Jefferson
Get
style.
Her out front.
I believe it. Just look at that hat.
This needs more oats.
Needs more slave syrup.
Oh man. I'm sure if you mix all these ingredients together.
We were just talking about Evolve like a minute ago.
That's where it goes.
The hard turn to slave syrup.
And we're just under the 5-minute mark.
Nice.
Perfect.
Episode 136.
Oh, I didn't notice you there. Welcome to the Super Best Friend Cast.
Hey.
Yes.
Does that work when like
you
can't see anyone?
Well, the camera's on.
Yeah.
Hey, member of the Zaibatsu, you look like you had a week. How did that week go?
Yes, I certainly did.
Said Matt.
Yeah, I guess I was assuming he meant me.
Well, I don't know.
Did you mean me?
No, you're the boss.
I didn't look at anybody.
He just threw
on the podcast, I'm not.
He just threw a tennis ball to the pack of dogs and wanted to see which one would get it.
And none of them barked.
Bark.
I coated it in slave syrup.
Bark with me if you're my dog.
It's hard for you to ignore slave syrup when it's out. It's out there. You just speaking of slaves, I went to Key West, which had tons of slaves and pirates, and they all died, and we were walking on their corpses.
Wow, good times.
Because they told you there's tons of corpses all over.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking on them right now. Also, our ground is too, like, has too much, like, rock in it. So all of our graves are built above ground, actually.
So they're all, like, cairns?
So when you go into the cemetery, they're just stone boxes that are just hanging out.
There's bodies all over the place.
I bet it'd be really easy to steal a skeleton and put your dick in it.
I bet it would.
There's nothing blocking you anymore.
Not
the
shame.
The bones have a giant hole.
Not society.
Just get right through.
metal?
Yep. All for revenge.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm loose today.
Speaking of, like,
fucking Takahata is calling me right now.
He's phoning
answer
you.
The phone.
Answer!
Call him back!
Damn it, why didn't you pick up?
Anyway, I went to Florida, but I made a little, like, fun vacation video, but I'll just talk about Key West. Key West was a sick-ass party town. Probably the coolest nightlife I've seen in a while. Lots of good food, lots of scary, spooky ghost tours that I went on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we met Robert, which is a spooky doll that's over 100 years. In the middle of a podcast, Usta Baez, what the fuck do you want? What do you want? Yes? Well, I would like a ticket to WrestleMania.
I would also like that.
One ticket?
Oh, fuck off, Usta Baez.
Just one, though. Okay, well, I will go on that trip, and I will spend the money it takes to get to Texas. I'm sorry I yelled at you, Usta Baez.
Yo, fuck you, Takahata.
We should fight.
You're breaking up because it's too... Oh, he just dropped the call.
Oh, no.
Wow.
All right.
So, Matt, what are you doing this summer?
No, that's at the end of this month, I think.
Well, shit. What are you doing at the end of this month?
No, Mania's April, dude.
You ever been RKO'd off the plane steps?
Christ. Not yet. But yeah, that's cool. I will follow up on whatever that was. That's super cool. Yeah,
that's a plan that's awesome, by Yusta Bias to sow dissension.
I'm 100%.
Hey, how many tickets do you have? Four? No, no,
100%.
Yeah,
but usually when Kurt's on the phone, it's always distorted.
Three.
Yeah.
Three is the worst.
Three is the best.
No, that's how to sow in there.
Yeah,
Liam, I had a tasty treat that we must try at some point.
Was it a crocodile?
It is not, unfortunately. Oh. It's a slice of key lime pie that is dipped in chocolate and then frozen.
Like oh.
It is the tastiest thing I've had in a long time. They sell that.
And was it served chilled?
Yes.
Huh, that sounds good.
It's a frozen treat.
Is it on a stick?
Yes.
Ooh.
It was amazing. Oh,
that's really good, actually.
The mom of Pizza Pasta 4 says she will make it for us.
Great.
When they come back to Montreal. Because I was staying with Pizza Pasta 4 at their condo
in Florida.
And we took the long, are we there yet style drive.
Mm-hmm. The scenic
route. It's about 3 hours to get from there to the Keys. And you gotta drive on the True Lies highways to get there.
Yes, something about that drive just makes the hardcorest gangsta into a soft family man.
It does.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So there was that. That was really fun. We went on a gator farm. I got to go on the airboat. It was fucking sick. I got to watch a Keith David style man grapple a gator and just basically beat the shit out of it in front of us. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, that sounds good, man.
I got to hold an alligator and I wanted it more than I wanted
anything.
Did
you beat him up before he turns into a human killing adult?
So
did he call it Maid Marian?
He called it Little Raj.
Little Raj. Mm.
That's what his name was.
Yeah, Little Raj.
It was really cool. And of course he says the thing that dashes your hopes is like, everyone in Florida at some point says, let's think about getting an alligator.
That's correct.
Don't do this because half the alligators in the Everglades are pet alligators that they've then thrown back into the Everglades.
Is it that bad?
We also have a python problem.
Crazy.
Where several people all bought pythons, realized they didn't want them, and all whipped them back into the Everglades, and now they're eating everything. So, once a month, and I shit you not, there's a whacking day.
Oh my god.
You can get up to $5,000 for whacking these pythons to death.
I can't believe
that. And that's just to control the population.
You have to do it with a mean stick, though. You can't.
That doesn't even get rid of them.
You have to do it
all.
With an air horn and a 20-gallon hat.
Come on down to Florida. Get your fucking
snakes everywhere. You getting ready for whacking day?
Get your crocodile and alligator.
What's whacking day? Anyway, I was blown away.
I can't
believe
that's real.
And the guy who gives you the money is like, I guarantee.
We were all in a little stadium where you're watching this guy wrestle the gator and talk about it and go, so then, you know, we have people come down and then we, you know, we kind of hit the pythons and you get money. It's just control their population. I stood up in my seat and went, you have a whacking day. And he goes, sir, you are not the first person to have exclaimed that. And I was like, that's sick.
That's crazy.
So,
who else had a whacking day?
Who?
Christians. Mm. Back in the
The Irish.
Back in the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a really, really good time. I have a video of all the crazy American food I saw. I was telling Liam about one, which is a sausage, a breakfast sausage on a stick. And you buy it in stores, and it comes wrapped in a pogo-like batter, except it's not pogo batter, it's blueberry pancake batter.
To our American and other viewers, that's a corn dog.
It's not.
No.
No, I mean a pogo is basically a corn dog.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what a pogo is.
It is a corn dog-like structure replaced entirely with breakfast.
Right. So I really wanted that real, real bad. I couldn't buy it, though.
They turned you down at the door.
I had some time to read some comics. I blew through the first couple issues of Street Fighter Unlimited, which is the continuation of the storyline from 15 years ago.
At a certain point, I just can't keep reading the same story.
Because it's the same story. It's about Ryu dealing with the Satsui no Hado.
Still!
Yep.
But what if it consumes him?
I'm done, man.
But I want
to
know.
You know what? He wants to know, can I use it to defeat Akuma? He talks to Sagat again about it and has another play, a little tickle fight with Sagat. And Sagat goes, I'm the best ever, and I don't even need to beat you because I know I am. Because remember that training I got from Dalsim 8 years ago?
I do.
In real time? Because that's when that storyline happened?
Mm-hmm.
That's still a thing. The problem is that I keep wanting to read it because it goes deep into Gil's organization and how it works and how he got the leadership.
So there's something in there.
There is
the Illuminati origins are the interesting part.
The other bit of storyline that's actually really interesting is that for all intents and purposes, Bison is not there right now. He's just gone and no one's really talking about it. But Vega runs the remnants of Shadaloo, but he runs it wearing Bison's clothes.
Oh, cool.
And sits behind his desk. And that's kind of awesome.
That's kind of neat.
Is it awesome? Willie, is it awesome?
I have to see it. I mean,
cool. does it sound awesome?
It sounds interesting, but it also sounds like he would never wear that, like, garish military
clothing.
He only
seems to wear it behind the desk and just wears the cape over his normal clothes.
Is it like a joke? Does he play it like a joke, or is he serious?
It seems a little out of character.
It seems like he's role-playing, and when he throws it off, he's just Vega.
That's pretty funny.
And there's that stuff. There is a little neat backup mini-story of Hagar in the committee of Metro City just going, "I need results!" And banging his fist.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "I'm tired of this bureaucratic shit," and goes to his office, and Alex is sitting there. And Alex is like, "Hey, man." And Hagar just goes, "Ah!" and starts fighting him and saying he's a member of the Mad Gear. And it's, of course, the thing of just talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he does look like one if
he
you
does
were to
look
see
like one.
Like,
but just talk.
Side by side.
I do enjoy that in Hagar's office, there's three pictures above his desk. One of him, Cody and Guy. Then one of him, Mackie and Carlos. And then one of him, Dean and Lucia. And someone's foot is in the way of where Guy would be seen. Mm. So it's just the
He's
three
obscured.
Each time.
Yeah.
And then he spinning pile drives Alex almost to death, and Alex gets up and goes, "Whoopsie!" And it says, "The end." And I'm like, yep, that's a Street Fighter comic backup story. and I did read the first issue of Street Fighter Cross G.I. Joe, which is awful from every
Great.
Respect.
Which side will Guile choose?
Terrible art. It's just a goofy tournament. Hakan beats Roadblock.
As he would.
Sea Viper gets killed by
killed
Snake Eyes. No, well, knocked out by Snake Eyes, and Rufus beats another G.I. Joe. It's just a silly tournament, and Destro and Bison are just watching it going, "Muhahaha."
Are they both jerking each other off?
It looked like it.
Yeah.
Great.
Baroness gets beaten by Rufus.
There you go.
So you must
That's
love
a matchup.
That. That's the matchup everyone wanted to know. I really did not enjoy it. I also had time to watch two movies. The Revenant, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, as you probably all know. I actually think Tom Hardy was a much better role and a better actor than Leonardo DiCaprio. His role... Actually, Leonardo DiCaprio spends about 45 minutes of the movie being unconscious and not really doing anything. Which was kind of surprising.
But he ate that liver, though.
And he won that Oscar, though.
He crawled inside a horse.
He got ravaged by that bear.
I actually think Tom Hardy kind of was, like, the standout of it. He actually played a really fun, like, Tarantino-esque villain.
Oscar doesn't think so.
He didn't think so. I also saw The Witch, which is a horror movie.
Oh, my girlfriend really wants to see it, but I'm too fucking scared.
It is a slow... burning, not horror movie until the last scene.
Is it scary?
And then it becomes... Yes.
Fuck, well...
Alright, just sit right next to the door. And have one foot ready to go.
Just sit outside the door and listen.
Yeah, just peek.
It was very, very slow, and it's a period piece. And everyone from Game of Thrones is in this movie. I think it's... what's that banner group? Those banner guys are just walking around. I think he worked for the Boltons or something. He's in it, plus Lisa Aaron, the crazy Aaron, the Lord of the Vale, the woman with the weird...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She plays the crazy wife. So it's very, very Lord of the Rings. Very, very
Game of Thrones-esque.
I still enjoyed it, but it was not... I saw so many people walk out, mostly teenagers, because where's the witch? The witch showed up in the last scene, so then things happen. Up until that, it's just... You just have to kind of get into it, but it was still... Very good, but it's not for everyone.
Is it like a period piece Paranormal Activity?
No.
Okay.
It's not, well, it's not
I tried.
Cam.
I tried.
It's not really. I fooled around in MKX, played Alien a little bit. It's actually quite more enjoyable than I thought the Alien was. Triborg, heads and shoulders above everyone. Leatherface is nothing. like even more of a nothing than Jason, because I don't even get the giddy thrill of being Jason that I don't get by being Leatherface. I beat Layers of Fear on stream.
I saw that Alien has some ridiculous combos.
Yeah, and Tarkatan, I think.
Did you like put any?
Just training mode. Okay, couldn't really even fight AI.
Okay.
And I beat Layers of Fear on my stream the other night. That game still, like up until the last port, was still innovative scares every time. Yeah. Lots of. Did a really, really good job, was really enjoying it. And then the last thing is it plops you into a giant room with tons of bullshit around, and it makes you go on a fetch quest, Pixel Hunt. And if
awesome.
You, remember we got that one place where we got stuck?
Oh, yeah, we got stuck hard.
We got that one place that was stuck in our Shitstorm video.
We got stuck so bad I had to cut out like 30 minutes of footage.
And then the last thing that you do in that game is go on this boring Pixel Hunt, which was not fun. And it was one of those great moments on stream where you're like, oh, I bet I'm doing everything wrong. And everyone's yelling at me in the chat.
But.
And then I looked at the chat and everyone goes, no, I give up too. I don't know what you're supposed to do. It's somewhere, I guess. Try here, try there. And we finally kind of. Did it, but I still enjoyed the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's still at a decent price and only takes about 3 hours to beat, but that's about it. So yeah, packed week, but I'll have a video, Matt Line Miami, Florida Man Adventures.
Oh, how many people did you kill?
In what?
Matt Line Miami.
Zero.
Oh.
Oh, well.
The name implies kills, I guess.
Well, sick kills.
Because I was in Florida and I went,
well,
we went
through
Miami.
Well, you have no shortage of ridiculously sick music to choose.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That's
that.
It's a plus.
As you talk about key lime pie, I'll take that.
Sure.
Because I had some key lime pie in addition to a lot of other food at my first time at Pied de Cochon.
Ooh, you went down, huh?
Dude.
Now, Pied de Cochon, if you're not from Montreal, is considered the number one restaurant in town. And
that means pig's feet to you non-French speakers.
And it's the biggest fucking deal ever whenever it comes to, like, eating, like, whatever.
Animals.
You know? Yeah, eating.
I want to have food that was alive and is no longer.
So, the one thing that has definitely cemented itself, too, is because I've tried a lot of places around town that are, like, you know, ranked and whatnot, and they all have the same thing in common where they go for a cafeteria-style, loud, brash environment.
Yeah.
No one does that, like, ambiance with the candle and the silent dinner anymore.
Did you go to Au Noir?
No, but that's not on the list.
Fuck Au Noir.
Well, also because it's closed.
They're never happening again, yeah.
Too easy to shit in the food at Au Noir.
Yeah.
But
since your waiters are blind, it might have happened by accident.
Yeah. You gotta wonder if you turned some lights on, if anyone would notice, because, you know, they wouldn't, because they're blind, so they wouldn't notice.
But the patrons would notice.
I feel like you'd be able to feel the lights.
I don't think it works that way. But anyway, no, the Pied de Cochon is, it's here's what it is.
So what'd you have, man?
I had the... fucking, what was it? It was like a foie gras plus pig cutlet tart.
Foie gras.
With, all kinds of onion sauce gravy things in it. And it was solid, really good, right? And then a giant roast with more foie gras on it. Cause that seems to be their specialty is pigs.
Foie gras.
And it was the actual Pied de Cochon after the name, you know, to see what that was about. Plus some little, like, kind of side little sushi things that they prepared. And it was the best 7.9 I've ever had.
Ooh.
So here's the thing.
Nice.
Pied de Cochon, really expensive, as, you know, that's the other thing it's known for being. But the food is not going to blow your mind. It's going to be solid and probably there's something better than what I had on the menu, you know?
It's a good-ass restaurant masquerading as a high-class, fancy-ass super restaurant.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, you ever go down to Barbie Barn in the West Island for ribs?
Yeah.
I know the Barbie Barn.
Yeah. That shit.
Yeah.
That place does not paint itself as high-class.
No.
But
that's what I'm saying is because, like, I think about it, and maybe it could just be the fact that it's roast, right?
Maybe.
But the fact that, like... I enjoyed myself way more down at Blackstrap Barbecue.
I enjoy myself
way more at, like, La Louisiane.
Yeah. Mm. Well, like you said yourself, you may not have gotten the best item on the menu. Whereas at Blackstrap, I'd be willing to bet you got the best item on the menu.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know,
But I did, we did have a nice long conversation with the waitress who was recommending things and like took our initial thing and said, you guys seem like you want to try a variety of things, so go for this instead and whatnot, and went for what she considered her favorite item on the menu, which we took the recommendation of, and went like, yeah, that's the best 7.9.
Sure, okay.
You know? It's like how everyone goes on and on and on about Schwartz.
Yeah.
Like, Schwartz is good. But it's like, it's not the best smoked meat.
I've gotten sick twice.
The best smoked meat in town.
I've gone to Schwartz twice.
Is like, five or six blocks east of like Atwater Market, and that in this fucking dingy butcher shop that doesn't do anything but sell you slabs.
Sure. But I haven't tried that. To me, Schwartz is a 9. Like, that's fantastic.
Oh, it's great.
And that's a solid. And the only 10 in life is Black Hole Barbecue.
Yeah, whatever.
No, like Yakiniku Black Hole.
I told you about this last year, Willie. We didn't go again this year to Florida. We'd go last year. I went to a barbecue place in Florida called The Hog.
Yeah.
And that had the most unique barbecue where everything was very, had a weird dry rub on it.
Yes.
And I couldn't get enough of it. I was like, I think to me it rivaled the type of stuff
I'm so
you get
hungry
at
now.
Blackstrap.
I did me go too. To the Ice House.
Can we take a break for food?
I did go to
Let's
the Ice House.
Let's take a break for meat.
And the Ice House, if you guys recall, was what Matt was talking about a couple months ago, where it's a bar where they just serve you meat in a trough, basically.
Yeah.
And
pour it on the ground.
Well, no, they put a piece of brown paper on your
I've been wanting to go there for a while.
Throws the meat on it.
And, yeah. And it was that was
where's that again? Because I keep forgetting.
Like, that's
but
two blocks from my place.
Yeah, it's
we should go sometime.
Yeah,
I'd like to.
It's around. You know, but ultimately, yeah, Pierre Cochon, way overrated. That's my results.
Because I've heard of it, I've never gone, but I guess I won't.
And also, like, way easier to make get a reservation than I thought.
I mean, it's so expensive. Only not everyone's going
to
be going there. Exactly.
To just call them and go, hey, you got spot for two?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not, I wouldn't imagine many people spend their Friday night there or something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So. What does sound more interesting is their Cabana Circle, which is their, like, expansion team kind
of
restaurant.
Oh, cool. That could be interesting.
Up north, where it's gourmet Cabana Circle.
That's
which,
neat.
For those who don't know, that's a Sugar Shack, where it's a Quebec specialty, and we melt maple syrup over ice and eat it with a stick.
Yeah,
well, and you put
toffee.
Maple on everything else.
But
too,
then
while
you
you're
eat
there.
Then you eat like a classic like bacon and eggs like giant everything breakfast.
Yeah,
but you just throw maple syrup on fucking all of it. And you just
you
drown
also
it.
Have to traditionally take the horse ride around behind the gassy horse.
Yeah,
that's gonna like because
it's been eating all the toffee
blast in your face the whole time. So that's what's up.
Kids keep feeding it the maple.
You said key lime pie, but you actually didn't eat it. You're just using that as a jumping off point.
No, I did. I had a key, we had a dessert because I went for the whole thing. Their key lime pie was good. It was all right. It was solid. You know,
I was never a huge fan, but now I'm like getting a taste of it.
No, the only thing that was special about this was like the crust was instead of like the normal flaky key lime crust, you got like a chocolate kind of crust, which is like that's some innovation right there. That's cool. Girlfriend had a creme brulee type thing that's not quite creme brulee, but it might as well be. And, you know, it was sugary and
it's
good.
It's creme brulee-like.
Yeah.
They burn it?
Oh, just, it made me remember, when I was like 14 years old, my cousin, who lives next door to my dad's place, he was going to cooking school and he was struggling with creme brulees. He was struggling really hard with it.
Eating it or making it?
Making it. Because it's hard to make them.
Sure. Use a blowtorch.
And we spent like a week just making creme brulees. Didn't go well.
That's a good week.
No, it wasn't. Brulee. There was so much. Oh, man. What a cock up.
Failed
we barely got any good creme brulee.
You barely made bail.
Like,
failed creme brulee is still kind of like sugary.
Yeah.
You know.
But like that was it, right?
Yeah,
a ton of failed creme brulees all over the place.
Like they're on the floor, like
Frankenstein's
rolled up.
Lab, you know.
No, like
it's like honestly, it's not that funny a story, but like it just it's a good memory. So.
It reminds you of that time you made creme brulees for a whole week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I played a bunch of Runner 2. On the PS4 after figuring out how to purchase it because
did you ever message them about that?
I didn't bother
not for Sony's sake, for their sake.
Okay. No, I you know, but there's a weird ass thing on PSN when you go to look up Runner and you put in the word and then you see the list and it shows up and you click on it and it takes you to the rent it now or get it free with PS Live And I'm like, I just want to buy it.
PS Plus, I think you mean to say.
No, I mean PS Live. I'm already a PS Plus member.
Okay.
So it's a streaming service only option.
You mean PlayStation Now.
He means PlayStation Now.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
PS Now, excuse me. The streaming option.
Yeah.
And the rental thing. And I'm like, well, how do I just buy it?
I don't want either of these
things.
Then
I'm like going to related items and there's nothing there. And I'm like, what? And I went on the website and then was looking up on the shop there, and then I saw, no, they have it there for sale normally. And I was like, okay. So for some reason, when you do the search, you only get listed to the rental option on the actual console. But if you go on the computer, you see both there, and it's fine. So I was confused by that. But anyway, played the game. Really like what they did with the music. That stuff's really cool. Mm-hmm. The 3D.
Did you play the first one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The 3D is.
It's all right.
It's all right, but it's not as stylish as it should be.
It's really actually, I find, distracting. I played Runner 2 like when it originally released, and it didn't need it.
It doesn't need it. That's true. Mm-hmm. And I wish that, like, I don't mind the 3D being used, but I wish the lighting wasn't just like rounded and it's like, default. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's like Pac-Man, but in Unreal 4.
I recently played the what's it called, the Bit Saga or whatever. Or is it just called the Bit Trip?
Bit Trip Saga,
yeah, the big collection.
Yeah.
Those games aged really poorly
Runner
compared to what I remember.
Runner is still good.
Runner's the best.
Runner's the best one.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember liking, like, Flux and stuff, and I couldn't
I never got into Flux. Bit Trip Beat, I still dig for its basicness.
Beat's all right. I wish you could play Beat without motion controls.
Sure. Yes, agreed. 100%.
But you can. Isn't it on the 3DS?
I haven't played that version.
I think it's there.
But
not sure. Yeah.
But yeah, as far as Runner 2 goes, and like oozing with style in gameplay, that is, like in their cutscenes and their map and stuff.
Yeah.
But it has the same problem I had with the first one, where I'm just like on a level where it's like musically, I there's breaks in the music where there doesn't need to be, and there's moments where it's like you could have made this one seamless experience where the beat just keeps going and
and they just drop
it. Drives me crazy. Exactly. Yeah. And then there's moments of progressive music used in gameplay, and then it's like you can apply that philosophy elsewhere. You could make it so that, like, the awesome theme that plays at the end of every level would also reflect your score, and you can do a little things to just bring this whole concept 100%. So it's like I enjoy it, but I keep getting plagued down with, fuck, I would do it better.
It's not as good as it could be.
It's not as good as my brain is telling me it should be, you know?
I hear you.
But there is a nice, like, series of unlockables, and I do enjoy the whole treasure chest out elements that they have in and getting the friends.
Did you buy the best friend pack?
I did not.
Okay,
you can get them by just playing, it seems.
Oh, can you? Maybe I'm mistaken then. I didn't like either. Okay. I had barely played Runner 2 very much, so.
There is one thing that's really cool is the checkpoints midway through the level where you just run through it and it saves you there. Mm-hmm. If you die, you start back.
I'm sorry, is this game just called Runner 2?
Adventure of Rhythm Alien. Legend of Rhythm Alien. Rhythm Alien. Yeah.
So it's Bit Trip Runner 2?
Yes.
But it's just called Runner 2 Adventure.
It's Bit Trip Runner 2, but they're just pushing it as Runner 2.
Like, that's weird, because I've been confused. Like, are you guys talking about Bit Trip?
I think they wanted to drop Bit Trip because it has no brand value.
It seems like they're just what they wanted to just.
So they took the best mini game that they had
and
made
pushed
it.
Yeah.
It's super bizarre.
That makes sense, actually.
But the checkpoint system is cool because it's like, you run in past it, the little rope, and then you save where you are. But you can also choose to jump over it and it's like, you're a big dick G now, huh?
Be tough.
It's
like breaking the checkpoints in Shovel Knight.
Exactly.
You don't get them if you
so,
don't
like,
want.
You jump over it, and it's like, all right, challenge mode on, let's go, and you can just do the endurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy that kind of stuff. That was cool. Finally, got to sit and play a whole bunch of Street Fighter V. What can I say? Just learning the process.
It's pretty bad, right?
It's terrible.
Awful game.
Mike Zero Dude wanted to do some sets, so I did some sets with that. The actual battle lounge system is way less convoluted than I thought it was initially.
Yeah, no, it's very simple.
So
you just invite people, right?
That's, yep.
Yeah.
You know.
Unfortunately, all those people are playing Naruto. Yeah. So.
Is it like Marvel 3's?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
That's coming later.
Okay.
But that Marvel 3 setup and this, actually no, the Skullgirls.
Oh, yeah, it's coming in the March patch. Yeah.
The Skullgirls one is the best. Street Fighter 5. More Gravity Falls, good show. Keep going there. Better Call Saul, still amazing. I can't recommend it
season
enough.
Season one or season two?
Season, well, there's only one season.
No, there's two seasons.
Oh, yeah? Shit, my mistake.
It's been, like, going on for a little while now.
Okay. Well, I'm in the middle of season one.
Okay.
And it's such a fucking great show to watch.
I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah. I can't recommend it enough, man. I tried out the new show that Louis C.K. has been pushing on his emails. He's been working on something called Horace and Pete.
Yeah, and I saw that. Oh, I never heard of it. The ads for it.
And it's interesting because he's doing it in the same format as his stand-ups, where if you're on the Louis C.K. mailing list, he's like, hey, my stand-up's out. It's $5. Go check it out. And so now it's basically him and, what's his name? Zora Man. Steve Buscemi are doing doing a show where they,
he is.
Imagine if Cheers was not a comedy at all.
Oh God.
And it was
that's the worst.
Yeah. And it was actually just a
Norm.
You're in the bar watching.
And there's no jokes?
Watching the dregs. No jokes. It's not a comedy.
So it's like a nothing?
It's
or
it's a drama.
Okay.
You know, but I barely would use that term. It almost runs like a stage play.
Norm, why are you here every day?
I have nowhere else to go.
You know?
I'm going to shoot everyone at the post office. Yeah, you tell them, Cliff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I enjoyed it. You pay $5 for the first one. Then you have to buy the episodes individually. So that's a bit of a weird thing, though he did explain.
What is this on?
This is on Louis C.K.'s website.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically, yeah, it's like he's doing, cause he has the whole thing going where it's like, if you, instead of using a middleman service like HBO or Netflix or even Comedy Central or whatever, it's like, here's my website, here's my special, go download it here. And it's just, you get the video.
And you know what the thing about Louis C.K.'s website is? It works.
Yeah. And that's all there is to it.
You know whose doesn't work? Red Letter Media's.
Oh, no.
I bought Space Cop, and the download was so slow that I had to go and acquire Space Cop.
Shit. That's balls.
Like, fuck off with that.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, and basically he's selling every episode, like, individually, and he's like, it's really expensive to film, so sorry that this is the way it's set up, but that's what he's doing for now.
Right.
I kind of recommend it if you're okay with the fact that it's not funny.
Is it something like, if you like Louis C.K., but don't necessarily want to see him be funny?
You know what I bet it is?
Yeah.
Hey, you know those miserable parts of Louis? The parts of Louis that just make you want
to... the parts that make it hard to watch?
Yeah. If you want a show that's nothing but that.
Yes.
Okay,
there you go. If you take all of that, like, and the stuff in Louis that's like, man, the good old days weren't so great,
mm-hmm.
and we can kind of laugh at that, but it's an uncomfortable laughter, then check out Horace and Pete. Otherwise, steer clear.
And that's right up your alley. You love human misery.
On the back of the box, Willie says, I kind of recommend it.
Maybe?
With like 8 asterisks.
I'll wait for you.
A glowing maybe.
Yeah.
And after seeing bits and pieces over the years, broken up and whatnot, I finally just sat down and fucking watched Scarface beginning to end.
Wow.
Hey,
I have a game for you to play with me soon.
Fantastic.
Man, is that not just the weirdest...
Yeah.
Like,
you have a game for me to play?
Yeah.
Did you check the credits, fucker?
Really?
Anyway.
You're going to play it. This changes nothing.
I have a version of it you haven't played. Maybe. Anyway.
Are you sure about that?
Okay, never mind.
But isn't that the weirdest, Willie? Just like, you're just waiting for all the classic lines and moments?
It's the straight... because
how
I'm
did
like,
you work on a Scarface game and not see the movie?
Yeah. Well, like, it had been... I'd seen it in, again, bits and pieces over the years in broken up ways. And it's impossible to not, you know, fucking get all of it, if not through just hip-hop albums.
Yeah.
And references and people's names and shit. So, yeah, it was...
Or if you have any Italian guy friends and you go inside their apartments and they're wall-to-wall plastered with Scarface posters.
So is that accurate?
Yes. It's hyper-accurate. That or, like, you know, like Riley from the Boondocks and shit, you know?
I was hanging out with David, you know, like, you met him before, right? And I went like, oh yeah, we're talking about Scarface. And I was like, yeah, that's like all those stereotypical, like, Italian guys. I mean, you must have known a couple that always have Scarface posters. He's like, I have 2 framed Scarface posters in my place.
There you go, man.
It's the pasta force.
That's awesome.
Dude, like 40% of the movie you already know line by line.
Yeah, it's weird.
Just because of all those quotes. Literally from fucking Swollen Members tracks references coming back on me.
I was going to say, in the heyday of soundboard calls on the internet, I listened to a bunch of Al Pacino ones and Scarface, like half of Scarface's script is in those.
Oh, so. That being said, like, I think my favorite part of the movie isn't like famously like quoted or anything. It's when he pops the guy in the car after the slow car chase.
Yeah.
That bit is the fucking best.
It's really,
oh man,
it's still a great ass movie.
Yeah,
but like the fact that everyone idolizes Tony Montana,
it's a little worrying.
Is the fucked up part when you really go back and watch and see how disturbed this character
is. Well, he was a go-getter.
And then, you know, and he was loyal to the game, no matter what anyone said.
That's not true at all.
Right. And it was just like, that's a complete lie.
He was the Nobunaga of America.
And it's just this whole like
tons of ambition.
The fantasy character that
well, it's
is
like Che Guevara, like
almost, you know. And everyone like sort of idolizes this man that is like he's the myth.
He's a psycho.
He's insane.
He was loyal to the game right up until the point where he wasn't.
He was loyal to the game until the game turned on him. And then when the game turned on him,
he turned on the game first.
And then he turned on everything that wasn't the game, too.
Then Willie, do you remember the setup for the game based on Scarface then?
Scarface Lives. That's it. That's the whole setup.
That's
what
the premise.
Game.
And there's, well, anyway, we'll talk about it another time.
Remember that time he got hard murdered? Yeah, no, he was fine.
No.
The cocaine.
It's a good premise.
He slept it off.
It was the yayo. Don't worry about it. Yeah. It was the yayo. But
Tony Yayo came back in time
and saved that.
Saved him
through. Yep. And then replaced him with the rapper Scarface.
That's right. Yep.
And Carface.
And then you go.
Yeah.
If you recall, is his original name.
Yeah.
I
got a face that looks like a Nissan.
Yeah, yeah, it's still fun to it's definitely fun to quote the lines too and shit, but it's just disturbing to think how many people fucking look back and go yeah, and
well,
I'm just like, what,
dude, it's, you see the same thing happen with Walter White, like people like Walter White was a hero, like are you nuts? Are you crazy?
Did we watch the same
Heisenberg
show?
Shirts?
Did we watch the same show?
Yeah. Right.
As Liam so eloquently put it.
Yeah.
No, because it's whenever you again, you're in the game and you do your hustle. Doesn't matter how
you're a hero. You're a hero.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You played your cards. You did it my way, as Frank would say, and that's all they respect. You know.
So. All you have to do: break the law. Don't snitch. Keep breaking the law.
Get money.
And then
get money.
And then do snitch and betray everyone after 10 years.
Just be consistent.
And you're an icon. You know what I mean?
You talking about American Gangster? Like fucking...
Well, you know.
It's like, in the end, let's not pay too much attention to the end last 5 seconds of the movie where he snitched out everybody.
And then he snitched on them all.
And then he walked out and looked outside and was like, I'm a free man. And
hey,
then the credits roll.
I'd take that deal.
Nobody remembers that shit.
I would snitch on you all in a second.
You know? Oh, fuck.
It would take no forethought.
Yeah, well.
The problem
enjoy
is
the glass
of
your
us,
food tonight.
I will.
If you snitch on us, we're going to jail for maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. If we snitch on you, you're in jail for the rest of your life.
So I got to snitch on you first and then make sure you die in jail.
Yeah, that would be the way. A sobering thought.
There
sobering.
You go. There you go.
You can't convict a man and his podcast crew of the same crime.
It's true.
Yeah. Mm. Double Jeopardy.
Forget the glass.
Double Jeopardy.
Liam, get the ricin.
The ricin, yeah,
get
exactly.
The ricin.
What a hero! I'm glad your brain went there, because that's the ultimate, like, fuck that, like, mentality. Oh, man.
Hey, it looks like the sponsors had a week. Hey, sponsors, did you have a week? What'd you do this week?
Loot Crate?
That's the name.
Hey, Wooly, this is a pretty good episode of the podcast we're doing.
Yeah.
This is the best one yet.
Who brought it to the wonderful listeners?
Loot Crate.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Yeah. If you've been enjoying this, what you've heard so far, which we don't know because that's in the future. But hey, if you've been enjoying it,
it's been very special. It's been very, very special podcast. This is a very, very special ad for Loot Crate.
Hey, Loot Crate's a box that has cool stuff in it.
It's true.
You get one every month.
I'm looking down at the ad copy and it says that this week's theme... this month's theme, rather.
This month's
I should read
theme.
It.
This day's theme.
Is versus.
Versus.
Man versus steel.
Snake versus the monkey.
Alien
Capcom
versus Predator.
Versus SNK.
Snake versus the crab.
Pat versus this fucking bullshit in my lungs.
Snake versus Gerlukovich.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good
it's
one.
It's versus.
Snake versus mongoose.
Yeah. Snake versus mongoose. Why not?
Omega mongoose.
You know, my favorite thing about Loot Crate though. The themes are great. Everything's great.
That's
my favorite thing about them is how consistent they are.
They're very
12 months a year. How many boxes do you get?
12 boxes.
12 boxes
it's
per
true. That's
year.
They have one job and they don't fuck it up.
Your Loot Crate subscription will always be perfect.
Perfect.
It will always be exactly where you expect it.
In your mailbox.
I see in the Versus one, there's also going to be Wussy Man versus Punisher.
Wait, actually? Oh, yeah, there
yeah,
it is.
It says
oh, sorry. It's spelled
no,
Daredevil.
It says Wussy Man.
It's pronounced differently. Yeah.
Making fun of a blind man?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
He's more capable than me.
Yeah.
Good. Just making sure.
Yeah.
So if you want to get in on that loot crate, you want to sign up this month until you have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to get this month's crate. That's when the cutoff happens.
Mm.
That's pretty late. They're pretty lenient about it. So you want to head on over to...
Oh, where is it?
Loot crate.com/super.
Enter that promo code super. You'd save
$3
on your new subscription today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Loot Crate.
Thank you.
And now back to the best episode of the podcast we've ever recorded.
Best ever.
Thanks, Loot Crate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can't believe you haven't used this until now. That's super good.
Super good.
All right, now that the sponsors week is over.
That's really good. I hope you have a good week next week, sponsors.
Yeah, me too.
Liam.
I had a week.
Yeah, what's your week
at? I played a miserably huge amount of Kamen Rider Batroid War Genesis.
Yeah, why did. Do you determine that as miserable?
I played so much.
Is it just the amount,
no,
or is it, was it
the
miserable?
Amount. Volume. No, I had a great time.
Yeah, okay.
The volume was disgusting.
You just got up at some point, you're like, man, I wasted multiple days.
I need to stop.
Now you know all the final forms without knowing how the characters got there.
Dude, there's so many characters. I don't.
There
are too many characters. I think I've only fully covered,
what's this for?
PS3, PS4, and Vita.
Okay.
I think I've only covered 10 to 15 characters out of the 40-something cast.
Okay.
There's too much. I want to know Rider Man's story, though.
He's a Rider Man.
I want to know. He's the only one with a face that's exposed.
Is there Rider?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Willie?
I don't think there's a Rider right
now. Is there a Kamen?
He rides the other riders.
No.
There is, Kamen. There is, what's his name, Kamen? Panty Kamen, what's his name?
Oh,
Panty Kamen.
With that movie? Yeah. But that's Kekko
Kamen?
But that's not, Kamen Rider.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But
Bukake Rider.
Game's super good. I really like it. That's nothing exciting there, but I'm having a really good time with that game. I played The Division for, 15 hours.
Yeah, you did. How's The Division, man?
It's fucking boring.
Oh, wow.
It's like the core gameplay loop is super fun, and you spend, I want to say, 2/5 of the time walking down roads.
Okay.
Going to the next core gameplay loop section.
So,
Did you play it?
So I also bought The Division.
Mm-hmm.
And I loaded it up, and Uplay was like, nah.
What?
You can't play The Division.
Yeah, I heard some people can't even get it to run.
So,
playing this on PC?
Yeah, of course. And I got a
wait,
refund.
No. I want to quote you, a year ago to Wooly. Why would
totally
you ever
right.
buy a
you're
Ubisoft
totally right.
game on PC?
You're 100%
you fucking
right.
yeah. bark, you dogged out on
and,
me.
And I thought maybe at this point that it'd be fine.
It'd be fine.
And I got my refund on Steam, and then I downloaded Uplay by itself, because I wanted to see. Turning on Uplay hard locks my PC to the point where I have to reset it.
Great, perfect.
Just a little tag here. I got a Steam code for for Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh yeah, okay, I want to try that out. And popped the code into Steam, and it was like, no, this is not a Steam code. And I was like, is this?
Oh.
And then I immediately, my soul left my body, and I was like, I have no interest anymore. It's just gone.
It's mind-blowing how bad Uplay is.
On PC.
Yeah, on PC.
On consoles, it's like, it only, enhances
it swoops
except
in.
Except for in Primal, when it rips you out.
What does it do in Primal?
It
doesn't do anything. It just appears, and that angers Wooly so much.
If you go watch the video, it happens twice, where we're in the middle of it, and you're getting into that fucking Ooga Booga mode. You're like, yeah! And then this fucking smooth-assed Uplay, sign in, points, whatever, unlock. I'm like, get that out of my immersion!
Yeah, no, I don't
want to see that shit! Get those fonts off the screen!
Because we found the Blood Dragon, and it appears.
It
cool. I didn't know that.
Uplay
the Blood Dragon isn't
in.
An actual enemy. It's just a little,
hate it.
Cool, though.
Skeleton that's in a cave, and you get an achievement for it. You get a regular... PSN achievement, yeah. and then a Uplay achievement appears, and will he toss my console out the window? That, you owe me a new console.
That
fuck. Go on, Pat.
That shit swooped in to take Games for Windows Live spot as like the worst fucking piece of shit experience ruining like second software that you need. It's unbelievable. In the near future, I'm going to be getting a decent new PC, and maybe it'll work on that.
So what did you think of the game?
I don't know. I never got to play it. I never even got
oh,
to see
it. Oh, you never even bought it on PS4 or anything?
No, I'm not going to play it on PS4 when I could play it on PC.
But you can't.
But you can't. Don't
then
buy
I'm not going to play it.
Great. Fine. That's a good choice,
I'd
too.
I'd rather it not existed at all.
Well, I could run it at fucking max settings, and it would look really nice and run really well.
Yeah.
But you can't.
But I can't. So yeah. instead, it's go buy the version that's no, like markedly worse.
Yeah. So anyway.
Break
I,
it down. So
it's not that much worse, honestly. Like,
there's a difference between 60 and 30.
No, but it's like it's resolution and frame rate, but it runs at like a rock solid 30 on
yeah,
PS4,
but
so it's it, fine.
Like,
you know.
I want to play it at 60.
Okay.
How's the story drip?
Boring.
Okay.
I didn't know there was a story.
The story's boring. The core gameplay loop is fun. The combat is really enjoyable. Playing with other people. Matchmaking. Hey, Destiny. Matchmaking.
Yeah.
Put fucking matchmaking in your game. It works. The game's enjoyable when you're shooting and you're actually playing it. But you are constantly just running down roads, just walking down roads. It's a section of New York, right?
Yeah.
An area of Manhattan. And it's recreated, I think, somewhat accurately, probably not completely, but you are constantly just going from point to point, and guess what? Manhattan is roads. It's straight roads. At least in Destiny, like, the art's really nice, and you're swooping around in your whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And, like, that's kind of satisfying in a way. But
you didn't have
there's
that,
no
oh, look, it's the brownstones. I know that neighborhood.
No, it's boring. It's winter everywhere in Destiny or in Destiny Land, in Division Land, and it's just really, really bland. And it's a shame because the gameplay is really fun, and some of the dialogue's like pretty well written, but it's just boring, I find. And like, it's by no means a bad game. It's just really, like, super bland. I could recommend this to the person
who
enjoys,
digs that style.
Well, to someone who likes Call of Duty or to someone who likes Watch Dogs.
I can appreciate
more like Tom Clancy, no?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it is Tom Clancy.
It's the main,
well, I mean,
the
it's
mainstream.
A zombie Tom Clancy.
No, there's no
yeah,
zombies.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but there's always a feel
there's no
of, like, not
no,
too
it's a zombie
much personality,
Tom Clancy and that
more
oh, yeah,
so
the dead man yeah, Tom Clancy yeah, has no say on this product.
Yeah, what I mean more is that like the Tom Clancy things go for less personality, more just like military slash like,
in the general ones,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess you can say it's going to this is going to be a divisive game, The Division.
No, I think it's going to be pretty much universally
it's
claimed
reviewing,
as a good game.
It's reviewing exceedingly
it's
well.
It's a good game. I just think it's quite boring.
Yeah,
and
a lot of that has to do with your personal taste on yeah. the setting.
I think the core gameplay is like maybe just a little bit. It's about the same as Destiny's in terms of quality in that it's really good. But when I look at the two. And if I had to pick one to play, because they are kind of similar in structure, mm-hmm. I would pick Destiny every time because of the music and the art.
Okay.
Every time.
Well, that's the other question here is, like, as far as, you know, we sometimes say this.
The art's a big
games,
part of
like
it.
The audience that it's for. How much do you enjoy just being a soldier?
Not.
Okay.
Negative.
Some people, that's already
yeah.
a plus.
And the character creator sucks, by the way.
Okay.
There's, like, seven faces, and yeah. that's it.
No, but for some people, just being a soldier is already a plus.
Exactly.
I can get behind the soldier thing. Because most of the games I play, I'm not a soldier.
Yeah. But I've played it for 15 hours. I'm probably going to pick it back up again, but it's just the feeling of just running down roads in Manhattan is so trite and boring. The fast travel system's good. You can fast travel to all the towers you found on the map, and you can fast travel to any completed mission. And so those pepper around the map constantly. But until then, you're just running. There's no motorcycle. There's no accelerated movement.
I don't know.
Anything,
there's a part of me that is like finds that appealing.
Sure.
And it's the part of me that wants to wander around.
Sure.
Are there walk and talks?
I think it must be only
well, they
that.
Just they just hit you with like, hey, we're radioing you right now.
Okay.
They don't force you to walk slower.
Then, like you keep moving at normal speed, but you just hear us like
it's open world, so like. It's like any open world game, like Far Cry or maybe even Far Cry Primal in some way, where you just hear people talking to you while you're walking
well,
around.
Well, no, because that doesn't happen.
Okay, well, I haven't played it, so I just like
yeah, they radio in on your
like
bones.
Far Cry
no, it's
general.
Magic or some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah.
But like Far Cry 4 or some okay. shit. Like no, like the walk and talk thing of like slow down and listen to the story. No, it doesn't really happen outside of like the prologue bit that's not open world. It's good, but I just couldn't care less. It's just.
Apocalypse not cutting it for you.
It's like I walked up and I asked for a plate of open world and there it is. Enjoy. There's nothing, there's no cherry on top or anything. It's just there. It's, you know, kudos to it working, I guess, on day two.
It doesn't work.
I haven't had a single issue, so I don't know.
And this is their first game on the Snowdrop engine, right?
Yeah, the Uplay thing, of course, that sucks, yeah.
First game on the Snowdrop engine?
First game on Snowdrop engine. Looks good. There's only so much that graphics like that can do for me when the art is so boring.
I hope the engine gets more play in the future.
And I know Jim Sterling already did a video on this, but I wanted to call out the iconic Division jacket. Because
I love it.
Fuck you,
right alongside
man.
The iconic Aiden Pierce cap.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. Like, I know that's the jacket from the first trailer.
They're doing
or whatever,
it every time now. They're doing it every time.
Fuck you. Why, that's
what is
trite.
This about?
In the game, I can't remember if it's a Uplay reward or like a pre-order DLC or whatever. There is a jacket, is the iconic Division jacket.
You know that jacket that you're aware of, Wooly.
You know the iconic Division jacket?
Gotcha.
It's the
silhouette.
Remember,
it's a pretty regular ass leather jacket.
Remember Aiden Pierce's iconic hat from Watch Dogs?
Right.
Yeah.
With the little Watch Dogs logo on it?
Yeah.
You didn't even remember that was on the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that. That's all right.
It's a fucking baseball cap, man.
Yeah, no, I know. I saw some movies. I saw Zootopia. It was really, really good.
Yep. Everyone says it's the best.
Animation's like super top notch.
It's just so weird to me because anytime I hear about 3D animal movie, I just go, whatever, some DreamWorks piece of shit.
It's not DreamWorks.
I know. And
yeah,
then,
yeah, exactly.
Like, and I have to be corrected on this.
Don't write this one off. It's really good.
It's annoying. Like as me hearing about it like from the outside and not just seeing the trailer for myself and
sure,
stuff.
Sure.
Like it's also kind of like I hate that animal. Talking animals is also the subject matter, but if it's done right, then it's done right.
Well, it's like Robin Hood.
Well, don't you like
Fantastic Mr. Fox? That's one of the cool things about it. Is
like Robin Hood.
They have the same kind of silhouettes that old Disney anthropomorphic characters would have.
Great.
And it definitely echoes that kind of spirit, but it's a much more modern story.
Not that the movie's bad
course.
Or anything, because it's been reviewed very, very highly.
It's
but
really
I
good.
Think the best thing to come out of Zootopia is just the little screenshot of Zootopia breaks Disney's best record for animated movie, like does much better than Frozen.
Did it actually?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then it just shows the Japanese girls from Cabin in the Woods going, the evil is defeated.
Right.
It's fucking solid.
You know, but just like in a world where Shark's Tale and Madagascar and Ice Age exist, it's just
ants.
Like...
You didn't like Shark Tale? It was made for you.
The fucking...
Ants
the
is
well,
the worst.
The well is poisoned.
No,
yeah.
the
well
bee
is
movie
poisoned.
Is worse than ants.
Yeah, but that's Jerry Seinfeld.
Apparently not if the money is that good, but, you know. Anyway, don't write it off if you get a chance to go see it. It's worth seeing, so...
Exactly.
Pat's making a jack-off motion.
Yep.
Like Release he's been looking at Officer Hops or something.
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah.
You would know.
Yeah. I saw the movie. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
What else did you see?
I saw 10 Cloverfield Drive. Is it Drive or Lane?
Lane.
Yeah.
Fast Lane.
What a goddamn good movie. Oh, my God. It's like it's a suspense movie where... This girl's caught in a place, and it's not a nice place to be.
And Mr. Goodman is
I didn't know he was in it.
Yeah.
So when he came up, I was like, oh, it's going to be
good. I love John Goodman.
I love him. He's so good.
I thought he was dead.
He's
John Candy.
Yeah, it's John Candy.
Just making sure. I thought John Goodman was dead, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it past
him. He will be soon. Okay.
Yeah. It's really good. I don't want to say too much of anything about it, because just like the first Cloverfield, it's like... If you spoil the thing, then that's it. But it's I think it's got better writing than the first Cloverfield.
This is involved with
distance.
Cloverfield.
It says 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't do this. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, but it's really good. And go see that movie as well.
Will do.
Really good suspense movie.
Yeah.
I want to.
It's so stressful that movie. I love it.
Just to get this out so that it's because it's not on the docket in regards to movies and trailers and things. Fuck the fact that you can't go into a movie and not know everything about it in advance.
You're pissed about that trailer. Civil War trailer,
but,
aren't you?
You know,
I haven't seen it yet either. So don't.
That's
please
exactly
don't
why
say
I'm
anything
dancing.
About it. Yeah,
that's why I'm dancing. Is I'm just saying, like the fact that
I was worried you were going to bring it up or something.
There's no reason for that. Like, I get it, and I understand the world we live in today. It's just annoying to me.
Was it, so there is a reason.
But did you see it, Pat? Of course. That. Was it such a, is it such a bad thing?
No.
That, no.
Because like, I don't know what it is.
It's awesome.
It's, oh, okay. Just annoying that I know now.
It made me,
that I'd rather and not that I didn't know yeah. the moment it happened.
It
in
made,
the
it made me very happy.
It's just, too. It's just annoying.
I know. I hope I can make it. I hope I can make it.
That's it.
I hope, okay, you, I hope like, you can make it too, Willie.
I think Liam might be, you know who shows up in Civil War. It's been known for months and months.
I suspect it, but I don't want to see it before
no,
the movie.
No, okay, it has been fine. Known for months and months. And
I,
months.
No, no. I,
well, let's not
I,
narrow visually. It down by having this discussion.
I think visually. I know exactly what it is, but I don't want to see it.
Let's not even keep
in,
it vague.
I'm in the world that trailers are fair
the more we
fair
discuss
game.
This right now, the more narrow
then
it's
why
get.
Did you bring it up?
Because I want to keep it as I want to keep it surface.
Keep it surface.
Don't bring
if
it up.
Someone's
but
in,
everyone
if someone's,
needs
I thought
to know.
We were going
to
talk about it on the podcast.
Okay.
Too.
If someone's lucky enough to have not been spoiled, then good for
it's
you.
It's a trick.
I didn't.
Oh my god, this is absurd.
I don't find so.
Ugh.
It's just. It,
I agree with Willie. Trailers are absurd.
I don't think. I don't find so at all because it brings me to a place where the greater discussion here is not just this movie. It's the fact that I just don't like that. You know,
trailer
you
culture
got a stinger everything on it, and we've complained about it in the past. And this is just a reminder to me that like, fuck, man, if you care, you're gonna get punished. You know. And especially in that last couple,
but,
that last 2-3 weeks leading up to it.
But this has been
course.
A known thing for over a year.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm just saying in general in movies.
I don't want to see it.
This type
okay,
of thing.
Sure.
I, okay. Just let it happen.
I want
the
design fresh. I want everything
you
fresh.
Know? Not even like. From
and to be honest, Matt, I had forgotten it was this movie. So.
And even
like,
a moment,
I didn't
there's
know.
A trailer to refresh your memory.
Yeah, but I didn't want to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing is.
Because I thought it was a different movie where it was going to happen.
It's always this one though.
No. But you see what I'm saying. I thought it was a different one,
Liam?
And so it was going to be a big surprise.
Liam, I too kind of forgot.
So that's the problem. That's exactly why I didn't want this to happen. Because
anyway,
now I know.
Well, I didn't forget. But,
yeah. This conversation is patently absurd.
No, you're patently
absurd. You're absurd. It's completely 100% valid.
Matt, you too. You're patently absurd.
Whatever, man.
I don't think...
You know, the last time...
something that's been known for over a year be shown to you is not that big of a deal. If this was not known
so
and
this
shown
one,
in a trailer,
I,
then I would
I
be
totally
angry.
Agree with Matt.
So
if this,
in,
that would suck.
In Age of Ultron, I had completely missed that Vision was a
me
thing.
Too. I had no idea.
I did not see that in the trailers. I avoided it. And apparently, in the final couple trailers, they'd been showing them all over the place. I gladly avoided and totally had that moment happen. In the theater.
That's a happy
so,
coincidence.
And I'm really, really, and that's the kind of thing I wish would happen more often. And it would be nice if, you know, I didn't have to like make a conscious effort to like dodge things. Mm-hmm. And even when you do, then your Facebook fucking trending like thing
yeah,
on the right
course.
Is like, bah!
I still haven't seen the name. I still haven't seen the name. So I could be completely wrong about
so
who it
it's
is.
Fine,
but...
And it's fine. You yeah. know, and we'll leave it that way. But yeah.
enjoy isolating
to say,
yourself from the world, man.
All I'm trying to say is the best way to watch something is to fucking just have it happen live, fresh.
That
in
is
the
scientifically untrue, and you know that. You read the same study.
Yeah, but
that
like,
I did.
But like, I would be it. Like, it would drive me insane
what I
if
enjoy.
The last trailer for MGS4 had Big Boss in it. Like, oh,
it pretty much did,
but it didn't.
Yeah,
so it didn't.
I know how I like to enjoy things, and I know that like it would be nice if we didn't have to worry about this in trailer culture.
Okay, well then you know. Force Awakens was that no one knew what this
that
was
the best
that was
a great
that was
example.
Why it was so
don't
good.
Act like it doesn't
I had a,
happen
I,
no
he's not acting
no,
like it doesn't happen
when Force Awakens remember how
he's saying he wish it didn't
yeah,
happen
and when Force Awakens
no don't
did that,
act like people don't do that on occasion
on Force
but not every marketing well, firm is that ballsy
so when Force Awakens happened we can go back and we fucking I was super happy about how that went down
yeah
and like and I remember saying I can't remember the last movie that even bothered
That was like that big, that at that level. Like, you know what I mean?
Now there's another one, and the trailer for 10 Cloverfield Lane tells you absolutely
nothing. Yeah, but it's a tiny movie. It's not like a
it's
big.
It's not a tiny movie.
Yeah, I guess
it doesn't matter how big the movie is.
Yeah.
I'm just echoing what Wooly said about a big movie.
But you're super right.
So when Wooly says a big movie and then that follows with Cloverfield, yeah.
That's a really good. Exactly. And I just wish that.
That's one of the reasons I like Cloverfield so much, by the way.
You know, my final statement before we move on is just I wish that that type of trailer was the default, and that the occasional would be the spoilery one.
In this, you know? I would usually agree with you to a degree, but Matt's completely right. In this situation, it's fucking absurd.
There's just no way. Like in the '80s, maybe in the '90s,
it has been genuine.
There's
just
no
news
way it would ever happen
in movie
anymore.
Production for over a year. We've talked about it on this podcast.
Mm. One of the movies practically addressed him by name, trying to
plug your ears and be like, no, like it's absurd. Already know,
or even just seeing it. That there's a difference there. There's a disconnect between the two.
The problem is that like
there is there
the,
not
the no. movie the movie sites
well,
I go
then
to
you're, then you're this is another like
padism.
Yep.
Yeah.
The movie sites I go to, one most notably being JoeBlow.com, the article for the trailer for Civil War has the image right there, mm-hmm. because they don't consider it a spoiler because they're a movie news site. So if you stick to our site, you'll know that this has been known for a year.
Well, but movie news sites, just like game news sites, are for the one. They're for the 1%.
Yeah, exactly. And then,
but
that's
why they make
a
trailer like this for the people that don't know, so they have another reason to get excited for a movie. Now, let me cement my view on it. Was this absolutely necessary to put in the trailer? No, it wasn't. But marketing being what it is, there's no way you could convince them not to.
It makes for a big pop.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the only other thing is just like, you also know when it goes down, how it goes down, what the exact moment is, and the moment the background looks kind of like the thing that you saw, you're gonna go, well, here it is. And I fucking hate that.
You're right about that. That the context that they showed the one clip in.
There's no way to change that.
Lets you know. Unless, and this happens very rarely.
They
usually
flip it, the script on that.
They flip it, and that's just a deleted random scene that's not going to be in the final.
It's going to be like the Clue movie. We're going to go and see a version where Wolverine walks in instead.
Yeah. Who
you ever seen that movie?
The Clue movie? No, crazy.
It's got a bunch of different endings that they aired in different regions.
Yeah, I hear crazy shit.
It's sick.
Yeah, man. Pat.
I played some FF14. That's good. I tried to play The Division. That's a busted.
How'd that go?
It's a busted piece of shit.
There's no other option.
It is
the PC version.
It is a 0 out of 10 on my review scale as of now.
The PC version.
Or the Uplay version, rather. I played a lot of XCOM 2. Like, a lot of XCOM 2.
Well, it's all fixed now.
Patch came out, fixed nearly every single problem.
Seems really good, actually. I read down it. It seems extremely thorough.
And when I went back in after reading the tips that people gave me from the LP, the three biggest ones being like full cover dumbass, distance barely affects accuracy, and what's the other one? Use grenades on fucking everything all the time. Man, that game's a lot easier. Well, I'm playing on veteran also, but
mm-hmm.
I guess to anyone who's playing it that doesn't know this already, the only advice I could give is don't wait until you're stronger to do something, because enemies advance in power over time, not by mission.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wait till like, oh, I'm going to wait till I have the magnetic weapons and the good armor to go do the black site mission, you're going to be fighting way tougher shit on that black site mission because you waited. Fantastic. I really didn't do all that much, honestly, aside from get fucking sick.
Did you play Street Fighter at all?
I played a little bit, not that much.
You excited for Alex?
Very excited for Alex.
Me too. I'm really excited for that patch, actually.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Right about now, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's the end of my week.
Right.
Alex looks cool.
Baddies, loser.
I prefer his old design. I think this is a step back in pretty much every way.
I will concede that the giant...
It doesn't look terrible.
I will concede that the giant headband makes it look like a McDonald's fries
Lots of Photoshop.
The only bit of his design I don't like is how his hair doesn't interact the same way with his
as
headband.
As it used to, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But otherwise, he looks
and
great,
they made
I think,
him.
They so.
Made then they definitely... His face has to look way more aggressive as from his like third strike portrait, In terms of just like making him more of a different person.
Or else in 3D he'll just look like nothing.
Yeah. Well, Ryu, they did that as well, right? Yeah. Like, we went from anime face with like headband to, the Acumen.
Grr, I'm Ryu.
You know, like, yeah. Buff fucking grr, grr, grr. Mm. And so they did that with Alex too. I think Alex looks great. I'm really happy to see that, they aren't doing, when they did the third strike conversions into Ultra, they were almost identical, but weaker and slower.
Just they had straight up
and
weaker.
I hate that.
Yeah.
So that hurts me.
I was crying out for Dudley to the heavens all the time. You were crying out for Makoto. We both would have been happy with either, right? And then we got them. We're like, yeah. Oh, he's not. Dudley and Makoto just, they aren't as fast.
Because it would have been too strong.
And,
right?
And they don't have as much to do because they're, mm-hmm.
Because it would have been too much. Yeah. And I understand the reasons. It still feels bad.
Yeah.
So.
Feels like your favorite character got nerfed to hell.
Therefore, by all means, change it up a little bit, work things out a different way, and make a character that is still the one that we fundamentally want, but has new elements
like
to it.
Like his stun gun headbutt is now a special move.
And works in a different way.
I agree with Matt. I wish stun gun would have been the super. But I'm happy enough that it's in there at all.
Yeah.
That's
it should have been the super, though.
Because it's just like, if I want accuracy, I want fucking accuracy. And if I'm not going to get it, then I got to go somewhere else.
And, like, here's the thing. Like, I bet Alex doesn't have his back fierce anymore. Because in Street Fighter V system, that move would be godlike.
The hit grab?
He reaches out his hand, does the headbutt.
We know that he does a headbutt.
Yeah, but it's like in fucking 3.
And it was a normal
that just did like a third of the stun bar. In Street Fighter V, doing that much stun off like a normal would be fucking
well. They said the headbutt does a lot of stun.
Yeah, but it's a special move.
Not
now.
As much damage.
And
yeah.
honestly, the thing that matters.
It's a little hop, like a DDT.
It might be that.
Probably going to be like Birdie's.
But the startup is kind of what matters there. I look at this we need to see the footage. We need to see the trailer.
Yeah.
You know,
if this Alex was brand new in Street Fighter V, I have no problem with him visually. It's just like coming off third strike, I still just prefer, like, I don't think he needs the suspenders. I don't think he needs the tied thing around his waist. Like, if there's anybody that doesn't need redesigns, it's third strike characters. But Chun-Li hasn't changed in...
You're like, not allowed to change
for
years.
Sex reasons,
Chun-Li.
But you can.
For sex reasons, you can't.
You can in
for
Alpha.
For sex reasons?
Yeah, yeah, for sex.
That's correct.
Well, what about Alex sex reasons?
Yeah.
That's not how
you can't escape.
That's not how Japan works.
At ease, loser.
I wish.
Chicks did dig suspenders, maybe. I don't know. They like them suspenders to rub the nips.
They already said they're going to have like a costume reflecting every character's like older appearances.
And we did
like,
see the face
way prior.
Change that's on cool. the Cammy one.
And yeah,
so.
Cammy has a different face in that Japanese one that reflects her early Street Fighter
V
face.
So it's possible to get like the pure outfit, you know. But that being said,
I really want to see a video, though.
And for all we know, it's probably going live right now. As
he's probably going to come out
good
on March
on this
29th
mm-hmm.
because March 29th is sandwiched right in between two events. Mm-hmm. And the week before, there's like almost every day is taken up by some event.
The screenshots and the description they gave so far, I'm excited by everything.
Yep.
I think the new super with the fucking
plane drive
on the ground looks super intense, and I can't wait to see that in action because I like moves that are
watch it just turn like since you don't get the video of it yet watch when you actually watch it completed it's just like Zangief's
where it's just one frame
it's just one weird frame you're like is this finished considering our luck
that like, and the fact and watching the New York stage you see Alex still working on the car in the background even though he's fighting you know, like.
It's his brother, Balix.
Yeah, I...
Well, it'll probably just be, like, Balrog in the, on the airfield.
We theorized this a while ago.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
I can see them getting rid of things like the dive punch from the air.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see them getting rid of...
That move's crazy.
A couple of his command
moves. I hope he doesn't get rid of... Do you know if he's got his knee?
He's got the anti-air knee. He's got the flash chop.
Because I love it.
He's got the spinning DDT replaced with a headbutt. And that's all we know about normal so far.
And his
V-trigger and V-skill.
His V-skill creates a counter hit.
Yeah, so his V skill is just a taunt where he just rolls the arms.
And whatever you do next is a counter hit.
So it's just his third
strike.
So
learn your goddamn counter hit combos. You know,
which is pretty cool.
Because he needs them, yeah.
And then his V trigger is now
a clothesline.
T-Zoc clothesline that you can charge, and it breaks your guard if
King
it's
of Dinosaurs clothesline.
It's like a focus attack you can't dash out of. I mean, maybe you can, but they didn't confirm that, so.
Well, it's just a straight up, like, pop, bam, comes flying at you, but if you hold it down, you get an unblockable version.
Like a focus attack. You're telling me is
no
that
crumple.
Alec.
But you can't, but you get a.
No crumple.
Oh.
It's a guard breaking attack. As in, it'll damage.
Think
you.
But only when it's fully charged.
Think Denjin
Hadouken.
Yeah, okay.
So like a focus attack.
So Wooly,
it is a bit different. Yeah, there are some differences.
So what you're
there.
Telling me is they gave Alex a Galactica Phantom.
They gave him a Galactica Phantom.
Yeah. So you're going to be playing Alex, and I'm going to be playing Alex, and Max is going to be playing Max. Matt's going to be playing Alex.
Mm-hmm.
If he can still do his tick throw setups, and if he can still like do his ridiculous disrespect stomp 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 cross up game.
Notice no stomp
he
listed
doesn't have
in
the
special
stomp.
Moves.
It wasn't listed. No, it wasn't listed.
Yeah,
gotta wait and
that,
see.
That's one of my.
Alex has too many moves.
Give him a lot of moves by the end of third.
Like strength. let's just run down the list real quick before
well,
we move on.
Well, slash elbow is
flash
actually,
chop.
Slash elbow.
Power bomb. I'm counting the dive kick.
Yeah.
Because it's the dive punch rather.
Count the
anti-air,
back normal.
Anti-air air grab.
Yeah.
Stomp. The
slash elbow.
The slash elbow, which is not the flash chop. Yeah.
No, slash elbow is the one that goes
all
screen.
The way across the screen.
Did you say DDT?
I did say DDT.
Yeah, he's got like seven.
He's got
or eight.
Seven
yeah.
normal fucking special moves.
Absurd for a Street Fighter
That's
character.
That's crazy. So yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. At ease, loser.
I'm excited for that patch too.
Yeah, so more than Alex even, I'm kind of shocked at how much is in that patch.
I'm really excited for it because like, we're going to start getting to the point where we can actually see what the fight money breakdown is going to be
yep.
for the rest of its life cycle. Obviously, as features get added, it'll change a little bit. But like right now, with the way it is, where you effectively have to win 2,000 online matches to get a character,
yep.
not including level ups. So it's actually significantly less than that. But the daily challenges is going to
we'll see
radically,
what they are.
But yeah. as long as it's any fight money they give you, it'll radically reduce that amount. and stuff like the trials increase like the baseline easy fight money with each character beyond their story and their easy and normal survivals.
I am shocked at what appears to be a super in-depth level
tutorials,
of tutorialization in those trials, including how to do cross-ups and unblockables and all sorts of fucking shit that I would never expect the game to include.
Shout outs to fixing those option selects.
Aggressive.
Like, straight up Combo Fiend fuck option selects.
Mm-hmm.
At every corner. He wants you to make
Stop
the right
it.
Guess.
Thanks.
Stop doing them.
Thanks, Combo Fiend.
So that's cool. Getting rid of weird bugs with Vega, getting rid of, broken shit with Chun-Li.
I like that bug with Vega. Fly off the top of the screen.
Yeah. So, like, this game
Kinetic
is going
card.
To change aggressively. You're not going to have to wait a year before they touch it. You're going to have to wait 30
They're changing
days.
The way jump frames work in this patch. Which
and
is really crazy.
Universally, jumping neutral and jumping back is all like one frame less for every character.
I'm going to grab you.
So, it's going to take 5 frames. Good luck.
Yeah, but it's easier now.
Good luck, loser. I'm in the air.
Pre-jump frames.
Yeah.
It's really cool that this is the speed at which we're going to be seeing this shit.
I really, really hope... because they haven't confirmed anything. I really hope Alex comes with a character story and the rest of the DLC.
I don't think he will.
I feel like that's going to be par for the course.
I don't think he
I
will.
Would hope it was par for the course, but we haven't gotten anything and they haven't announced whether or not.
I don't know. I feel like I just assumed it's like he's going to be a new character in the game and he'll be in all
They've
the
said
mode.
That
you would hope so.
I'd also imagine they would release all the characters, then they would release a patch that puts all their
they
stories.
They have said
they're
that
they're all inputted into the game. Probably from a game development standpoint, that makes more sense for them to do.
Perhaps, yeah. Whichever way it were to go down, I just hope they would have
Part of the announcement is that there will be trials for all 16 available characters, not 17. So it really does look like Alex will just be Alex.
Which is a bummer.
Yeah.
So there's that. Other fighting game news, of which there's quite a bit this week. We've got the leaks for KI Season 3.
Whoops!
Every fighting game gets some leaks. Mortal Kombat, usually. Street Fighter's gotten lots of leaks in the past. It's nice for KI to finally get its turn.
I think this is the first, it's nice like, for that the first big one.
For that
it's
nice tight for, ship to finally get a hole.
It's nice for Paul to start sweating when this happens.
Oh, man. So,
I love how when we were talking about the Arbiter, Mac just kept going, man, fuck General Ram. Who cares about General Ram?
Dude, I think all of us are all in the same boat.
Me and Liam couldn't remember. Is he actually only in one game?
That's correct. He's replaced by Scourge in the second.
Who's so much cooler.
Who is much cooler. And in the third one, it's the Queen.
Someone correctly pointed out Scourge, actually, if you put them side by side next to Arbiter, it'd be hard to tell who's who.
Yeah, maybe. Fuck it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I was kind of worried. I was like, oh no, does Ram come back and has all this stuff in 2 and 3 that I never played? No. Great, so then I know the entire arc of General Ram.
He was there and he looked evil and you shot him in the face.
By the way, General Ram is one of the leaks confirmed for Killer Instinct Season 3.
No, that's what we said.
Yeah, leaks
that's
confirmed,
the,
if that makes sense.
That's the point.
Fuck this, man. Why General Ram?
Well, it's not confirmed in the sense that...
There's still no art of him.
As long as there's not a visual of him, it could be anything. It could be a red herring. It could have just been... Maybe they were going to put him in. Maybe then they just put Arbiter
in.
It
could be some kind of obscure sheep character.
It's going to be scale-bound,
it,
dude.
It could be an excuse to just have a Gears of War moveset instead of a Halo one.
I'd rather have Marcus Fenix than General Ram.
Because I'd rather have Coltrane
than either.
General Ram
means you're not getting a Lancer. General Ram means you're not getting the Hammer of Dawn.
I would have really just preferred Arbiter and
I don't know what
Rash.
Else there is.
Yeah, I think two guest characters, one old, one new, is completely fine. A third one, especially from Gears, is like...
I'm okay with the number. I just think that another shoot-bangy-shoot-bang is kind of silly. But
you know,
I'm sure they're going to do their best to try and make
great.
The variety good.
You know what made me go, all right, General Ram, is that he has...
Microsoft character?
Well, no, is that he has no guns. He has no weapons. He's just a straight-up grappler that punches hard.
But what are the odds, right?
I want a very character low. Who's just a discarded pile of Grabbed by the Ghoulies games.
I want Forzakar.
Because...
Yeah. Forza Car is a good one.
Because Gears fan that plays it and goes, I know that guy, picks him, and then goes, what?
General Ram is in less Gears of War games than any character.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now. He will have an active reload mechanic as part of his instinct.
I hope so. That's a cool thing.
For sure. But you just introduced a guy with a gun, so, you know.
Yeah, that's what makes me think. That's the only makes me think that he's not going to have a gun. Because you already have a character with a gun.
There's probably going to be some kind of down system.
General Ram to be voiced by Keith Davids.
Oh, that's good. I'd rather talk about Mira.
Yeah, Mira's
so
cool.
So we have Mira as the other leak. And she... I don't know if this is true or not, but someone said Maya's twin sister.
Because in their expanded storylines released months ago, it mentions Mira.
By name.
By name. So she actually is a canon character. And since
so
people...
why is Maya's twin sister...
A vampire?
Because she sacrificed herself to save Maya, and therefore people theorize that Khonra brings her back to life. She, you know, whatever. There's a million video game reasons she come back to life. My only problem with Mira is that she looks like she's just a girl from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
But it is an early design. She's not even going to be at launch, so lots of time to work on her. But she seems cool. Another cool female. Definitely could use... It's got a great female cast already, so one more to the pile.
I'm excited more than anything to see her retro design.
Yeah, I was going to say that whatever you think the retro design should be should have probably been the main one, because like when you go female vampire here, my brain goes to...
I like it better than Tusk and...
Maya. Maya.
Fuck. Kim Woo.
My brain, when I hear female vampire, goes to like, you know...
Female vampire from Tekken Revolution?
Bram Stoker? Interview with the
vampire. I think of Nitara from Deadly Alliance, because that's a female vampire character.
Yeah, I just want...
In fighting games.
I just want Soul Calibur 2 Ivy Costume 2 again.
Dude, have you played as female vampire from Tekken? Yeah. Eliza? Who was just referred to...
The blood-sucking moves?
Yeah, she was just referred to as female vampire for a long, long time there until they finally gave her a name.
Wait, who's Eliza?
This Tekken character.
The Tekken vampire.
When was this?
She's in the
Tekken Revolution.
Game.
Tekken Rev.
Oh, that's why I don't know.
And she's
know
great,
it.
And it's unfortunate
is
that
she
she's only in that
Tekken
one.
Is she in Tekken 7?
Nope.
That's why I don't know.
A lot of characters aren't in Tekken 7, though.
Spruce Irving there?
And then the last leak, I believe, is Shadow Lords mode, which is...
some no online mode.
No one knows what it is yet.
Yeah, well, there was a couple other leaks, but like, yeah, Shadow Lords, it might be the next step for the Shadow mode. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Say the word Shadow a few more times. A quick look at a placeholder, possibly, of the new character select screen.
Yeah, what do you think of the green look?
I think it's fine. I think
it's confusing, because if it's supposed to be all about Gargos, it should be purple or something, because that's his main color scheme. So I don't know why they're going with green.
It seems like it's green and purple. It's not just green.
Yeah.
Right?
But, so you would like it a lot.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Is it the type of green you like?
That doesn't matter.
Is it?
That doesn't matter.
Answer the question.
It's fine.
Okay, he loves it.
He loves that green.
Like, it's stupid that it's, like, no matter what, the word comes up and, but...
You're speaking into a green-colored microphone.
Next to your bed with green pillows.
That's correct.
What color is this table?
With the podcast mixer that on a green table.
That doesn't stop me from making an objective...
It doesn't.
Like, statement.
No, it doesn't.
About
it doesn't.
The character select screen.
Yeah.
I do like that they've arranged the rows into nice season one, season two, season three.
I'm fine with that character select screen as long as it runs better.
Yeah. Matt,
you know,
pointed
what?
That out earlier.
It could
the
be the worst
season
character
two one
select
didn't
screen
run
all
great.
The time, but as long as it as the character models appear faster, I'm fine with it.
Do you remember when we were we were at your place and we were on the season two character select and
pause,
both of us were just...
Pause. Spinal!
Yeah, exactly. Both of us were just mashing buttons and just going around the character select, Matt.
That was
and
when
it, just,
it launched and it improved since then, but it's still not great.
But it, like, slowed to a crawl, which is weird because it's a character select screen.
And the costumes take a while, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I wonder where Alex is going to be on the character select screen.
On the top.
They're going to put in some more triangles.
In the middle. All the way at the top.
Where the random select button is.
You can no more
only
random.
Get him by luck.
By random. Yeah.
That would be the worst.
I really,
that was Dan and Akuma in Street Fighter Alpha 1.
Yeah.
They were part of the random select box.
I really wish that you couldn't play Ken online. I would pay for that. I would pay for a DLC that makes it so I can't fight Kens online.
You know, the funny part is that, like, I have stretches
on
of
a monthly
Kens.
Base.
I have stretches of Kens, but then they stop. Right? So you fight a couple Kens. You fight like four Kens.
You pass through a very specific ranking number of points, and then the Kens go away.
And then the Kens go away.
I was on again the other night, and I fought like 10 people, and like six of them
and
were
let
Kens.
Let me ask you guys, what's your current ranking at?
Bronze.
Ultra Bronze.
Okay, I'm still at Ultra Bronze, but I barely played in like a 3 weeks. So.
Yeah.
System's working as intended.
The way that it's set up is like, it seems like right now there's an influx of Karens.
No, that was always the case.
Yeah.
Dude.
But,
like,
but I'm trying to, like, cause I, like, this is the second time, like, Liam's brought up the Ken problem, and it's like, wait till you get to the Karens, cause they're beyond.
Scrubby Karens are actually decent, so they're everywhere.
And they're just gonna abuse that unsafe shit, though.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know? So that's fine. And then the other piece of fighting game news we have is that Radiant Entertainment was acquired by Riot Games, and more importantly, this is fucking awesome.
Well, first of all,
this is great.
Rising Thunder.
This is great news.
I was so confused because when this popped up and it was like Rising Thunder canceled by Riot Games acquisition, and it was like, this is a twist on a good thing.
Yeah, yes.
So
no, for sure.
The delivery of the news, depending on where you got it from, was spun to be fucking something that
Riot
it wasn't.
Shutting down.
You know?
Like, no, this is really good news.
It's like,
hey,
if you're on the Rising Thunder mailing list, you got the word there first.
Hey, guess what? Radiant Games is going to make
Radiant
goddamn... Radiant Entertainment, my bad. Is going to make a League of Legends skin.
No, we don't
Rising.
We don't know.
Yes, they are.
It's going to be League.
That is literally what they are going to do.
I hope so.
It's the only
me
thing
too.
That makes
and I,
sense.
I wrote that tweet.
Yeah.
If they canceled Rising Thunder, that's the only... logical.
Yeah.
Now,
I had so little attachment to Rising Thunder in a lot of ways. Like, I only really liked the girl robot design. I didn't really like many of the others. The Centurion one was pretty good. So I'm actually happy.
Robots don't have genders, Liam.
No, the girl robot design.
Yeah.
As in the design is girl inspired.
Also, the pilots do.
Yeah. But the pilots
Dauntless
do.
Dauntless
anyway.
Is a girl too?
Dauntless is the shit.
But so I'm really happy because I didn't like the aesthetic of Rising Thunder. And that's totally my opinion. I don't think it was bad or anything. I just didn't like it.
At least League of
so
Legends
I'm really
has
happy
some,
that they're going
player.
To this.
Yeah. I mean, when the news hit, I made a tweet and we had some discussions and like some people tweeted back at me. There's a bunch of people that just just never got into it. Not just for aesthetic reasons. Some people just didn't, they didn't feel that there was enough of a mid range, like zone to the game. It was kind of like, beginners and then experts, and that was kind of it. But I felt that was a step, a daring step in the right direction for fighting games. I would love to see that.
There is a fucking straight line from like MOBA, that is the most popular game in the world, to MOBA ideology styled fighting game.
Your special moves have a MOBA style cooldown.
Yeah.
Will I get to play Yasuo in a fighter?
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yasuo.
Do I get to play as character with spikes and a spear?
Will you be able to play as girl that has purple and pink stockings and punk hair? Yes.
And shark
with
missiles.
Big shark cannon thing.
Yeah.
Yes. But
I will never know the names of
Jinx
these characters
is a great
ever.
Design, you idiot.
Is that what it's called?
Sure.
She.
Whatever it
she.
Is.
The character?
She. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what was cool was like...
The iconic shark grenades.
Dude, that's more iconic than anything in Killer Instinct at this point.
I've only seen it in
but
cosplay.
I don't care.
I've never
sure, yeah.
seen it in
so.
Real life.
Right, right.
So...
that's as real as it gets.
No, Radiant Entertainment was acquired by Riot Games, and it's like, I'm glad that they're the ones that got this.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
the place we want it to go.
Yeah.
And then today, we had Tom actually responding.
Tom Cannon, right?
Yes, yeah. Tom Cannon actually responding in a Reddit thread on our games to comment on the acquisition. And basically, he clarifies straight up, he's like, we love fighting games more than anything else in the world, obviously. That's why we always step in when we see something that needs doing that no one else is doing. We want to do that. Mm-hmm. So Evo was necessary because...
They made Evo.
Yeah.
They did it.
And then no one was doing GGPO, so they're like, we're going to make GGPO.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they took the step that's going to help all of fighting games. And so the idea is with Rising Thunder, even though it's an early thing, it was a step that needs to happen, which is a daring step.
These guys,
the accessibility of fighters,
like not only based on what they're saying, but like their actions for the past, 20 years?
Forever years.
Like, they wouldn't have done this if they didn't think this was a good thing for fighting games.
Dude,
so.
Like, they've been running, like, their company, like, barely on, like, they don't, it's not about the money.
No,
there.
The idea of the cannons having money, though, great, 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 great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and they already had money.
But now they have
got
money. Yeah.
Riot money.
Yeah. They got that sellout money.
Now, I don't know. Yes, they do. And, like,
good
with
choice.
With this came news that, like, because I don't know the inner workings, but apparently, like, Riot is known for some people have beef with Riot over some
things.
If you've got that many fans, I mean,
something, like,
you're inevitably
you don't
get
to
some.
The top without making any enemies.
Someone yelled on my Twitter. Not to, it might be two super legit claims too. I just don't know.
Did you know that they beat their employees?
But like something about them like being unfair with their prices or doing some kind of money grabbing.
I mean, the costumes are expensive, really expensive, like $20 costumes. Okay. But that's.
Jesus.
I wish I could remember what people were saying. But in any case, it is from what Tom's saying here, a situation where it's not a hostile takeover. It's not that they forced them to shut down Rising Thunder. Tom and Tony decided to shut down Rising Thunder themselves.
I think it was a good decision because one of my things about Rising Thunder was always this thing's going to be a flop. I don't think the art style was attractive enough to get like a big audience.
You could have just
ever.
Said, I think it was a good decision because fuck those robots.
No. I don't think that's an art style that grabs people in a big way. And I think you can see that based on how many people were still playing the alpha.
I always...
And the fact that I heard back from people that weren't as excited as me that like, I get it.
I think all the characters and robots are fine. I just thought the decision to not have local is probably the dumbest decision I've ever heard about any product ever made.
I still think that's dumb. But
and if whatever they make after that still has that,
now
I still
well now with Riot they're going to be able to double down on that, you know, if they want to.
That's my only like, wow, this will tank because of this reason.
I'm pretty
and
sure
no
League
other.
Of Legends has local,
LAN or local.
Probably well, LAN is local to those
to
games,
but to the to a,
it's not really local. You need
but
two
what
setups
I mean is
still,
yeah two
so.
Two
but,
computers
but,
yeah.
You, you need 10 setups. Because it's 10 players.
Oh, sure. But, I mean, for this game, it would be a fighting
local.
Game. So I wouldn't
consider
it local.
Well, it's a third thing. It's a step in between. Yeah. And I call it LAN. You know?
It's good. LAN is better than no LAN. That's
better,
sure.
Way better. And thank God Pokken has that, and thank God.
Yeah, or else you get nothing.
You get fucking nothing otherwise.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's that. They made the decision to shut it down, and Riot is pretty much just asking them, what do you guys want to do?
League.
Tell us what you want to do.
Want to do a League of Legends fighting
game. They're going to do a League fighting game.
I'd like it to be called League of Legends Rising Thunder, because I still lament the loss of such a cool sounding name for your game.
If it's not a League fighting game, I might actually be disappointed at this point.
No, I wouldn't be disappointed, but I'd be like, how? What
I would take?
That was the most obvious slam dunk in the universe.
Like, and maybe they're just touchy about the license. You know what I mean? Maybe. But if they are, and that's the case, then I would easily just take a fighting game with a new cast of
characters. Maybe they'll make coalition of
and
heroes
because they're humans and they look like people. Then people will accept that.
Coalition of Fables.
Yeah,
there it is.
There it is. There it is. Nailed it. Sense of Right Alliance, the fighting game.
Sense of Right.
Wasn't that,
I would love.
Wasn't that was Crytek was making
Sense of Right Alliance?
Yeah, the MOBA.
Doing amazing things with that Shrek texture.
And that car.
Yeah.
And Batman. Oh, man, I want Sense of Right Alliance games so bad.
I know you do, Matt. I know you do.
No, you don't.
You don't know how much he wants
it. You don't know how much.
So, the other, probably the biggest piece of news this week that's fucking...
I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I was having breakfast with my girlfriend. Wow-y, and I said, check this shit out. She goes, what?
But here's what it is, though. It's the first gesture, right? Chris Charla over at ID at Xbox just announced that they're going to be supporting cross-network play. And according to their definition, cross-network play is basically allowing any developer that makes an Xbox game, it doesn't have to be an indie game, it can be anything on Xbox Live, to use a network service that works with Windows 10, but also with any other console or service
that
wants to connect.
That's Steam.
If they're willing to.
That's PlayStation 4. Mm. That's if Nintendo wants to play ball, Nintendo's
that's
thing.
That's anyone
Nintendo
who
wants
that has to have actually a game that could be played.
Nintendo was first past the post. There's multiple games on the Wii U that you can play with PC users.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Well, the real first past the post
is Shadowrun.
Is everybody like playing with the opposing console, which has always been impossible.
Actually, no. Dreamcast, Quake 3.
Dreamcast did it before. Sure.
That's first past the post.
But
I just meant in terms of this, like,
this is
the current.
This is
people,
bananas.
Not Sega.
Yeah, man.
This is why FF14 isn't on the Xbox One. Like, because they said can't play with PC and PS4 players.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like the Windows 10 caveat will exist for PC players.
Of course.
Yeah.
Here. So it's not just like straight up PS4 plus PC Steam players or whatnot. We're looking at something where Windows is doing their own branded thing. But. Still, the opening up of the gesture to say that anyone that wants in can take it is awesome. Yeah. We'll have to see if anyone actually takes it.
I'm sure people will.
Because it's up to the developer.
Has to.
I'm sure people will. Like, a lot, that means a larger player base overall, rather than two player bases that can interact with each other and maintain a community and create sales.
The problem is, if I remember correctly from, you know, our good old compliance days, Liam, this is something where they don't just get to say, we want it, and then they get it, right? This is something where they actually do have to negotiate.
I'm sure.
Because by default, you're running on PSN.
Yeah.
And you're using Sony's library.
I think as long as the servers are on the publisher side and not Microsoft or Sony's, it's fine.
Like
Psyonix seems like they're going to be the first ones that are doing it. Rocket League, right? Mm-hmm. And they have their own servers.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's all
going to be handled on their own servers.
Yeah.
And then sent out appropriately. So it shouldn't be a problem. You just have to change one XR and add another XR. Because one of the things they're adding is the ability to filter for Xbox users only.
Yeah, they're adding
which probably will become a rule.
Which is what, you know, Street Fighter V has that.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly. I don't know. I think games are going to support it now. It's not too shocking. It's
games, obviously.
But, not all games.
What it is
well, third party games
unless,
only, really.
Unless Sony specifically like starts saying that it's cool. The games that have to do it, they have to have their own servers, and that's expensive. Not everyone can do that.
No, of course not. Yeah,
not everyone has that infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So, fucking awesome though. Kudos and yay for being
Titanfall 2. Here's your shot. Do it. They use their own servers.
Yeah. You know?
Titanfall.
One step closer to that generation where the consoles don't actually matter.
Yeah, and you just buy a PC.
And your games don't work.
Yeah.
Your Ubisoft games don't work.
You see, that's the thing.
That's a problem when that's I want more thing. Rayman games.
Like, no, because you need to have the put the disc in the box and it goes thing. You gotta have that.
The disc in the box, actually, we're not always gonna have that.
Okay, but you know what I mean.
I do.
You buy the game and it plays, and then you can play with everybody. That sounds like a good world.
Well, Microsoft's moving away from that with their iterative Xbox thing. Or you're going to buy a game and it won't play.
If those words, if that's actually, if we're interpreting that as like...
We're going to make a new Xbox that'll have exclusive
then,
games.
Yeah, but I still think that's so insane.
Well, like we said last time, we have to wait and see how they're going to roll it out. We just don't know.
I feel like it can't be as crazy as we're thinking.
The cynic in me sees this move for the online play as a way to stab at Steam. Because I bet the games that will have this crossplay will only be on the Windows 10 store.
Well, from Microsoft, at least.
Well, yeah, but I bet only the Windows 10 store versions of, say, whatever third-party
game. Microsoft-owned IPs.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Because I said that thing about Windows 10, but they did specify...
I said anything. Yeah.
Anything.
Okay, if that's the case, then
it's up to the developers.
Then fucking just pure thumbs up with no cynicism. Because that's rare for me.
Okay, of course it's up to developers to support this feature. Xbox Live players will always have the option of choosing to play only with Xbox Live players. We're thrilled to confirm that Rocket League, and now the capability Xbox. Yeah, okay. Including other console and PC networks.
Oh wow.
So no.
Wow.
Never mind. It's not Windows 10 only.
Well,
it's pretty much anything.
Anything.
That's nuts.
Anything that wants it.
The N-Gage.
That's crazy.
Dust them off.
You put in the work, Matt.
The Phantom.
You could play your game.com
version
of Rocket League.
I would love to play a Steam game variant against, like, the Xbox One owners or PlayStation 4 owners. That'd be awesome.
Well, you could play Street Fighter V.
Yeah, no, hey, guess what? That's been awesome.
Okay.
That's been fucking great. I would love for more games to do that. It's fantastic.
I've finally had enough matches that have been fine, but I can't do 4 or 5 stars.
What do you mean?
To play with PC players, I have to switch it to 5 stars only.
Okay.
So, meh.
Yeah. I've had it to be totally even across the board. Like, I've had just as many shitty, laggy players on PS4 as I have on PC.
There was Miyamoto sat down for an interview in Time magazine, and they asked him a fuck ton of shit about
Star
Fox
Zero. And
he's
like, I'm old, I don't have time for this.
And he actually said a lot more than he said about anything.
Ever
in recent years, to be honest.
I think Samus should screw her heads on.
So here's the confirmations we've got. One, Star Fox Zero is not a prequel or a sequel. It's a reimagining of Star Fox 64.
Fuck off. That is so stupid.
This was established.
Ugh.
I really hope there's more stuff in there.
You don't call it...
I really hope there's more stuff in there because I can't deal with Star Fox 64 again.
Two.
The last Star Fox game that came out was 64.
Two. there's more stuff in there, confirmed.
Yeah.
There's...
Better be good.
There's a plot element involving teleporters that is going to work into the new game plus that actually continues the story.
Yeah, it's how you transport around the areas
and
the time travel.
And like these teleporters also have significance to James McLeod, the great, and like the great Fox and the backstory of the past as well. So it's expanding on the
if anyone needs to catch up, I have the Nintendo Power comics at home. They're really good.
So you're talking to our entire listener base, if anyone wants to borrow them from Liam.
And yourselves, it's the best comic.
Go over to Liam's house and take them.
Read the Star Fox comics.
Three, apparently at some point in development about a year ago or two, they had the missions and pace of the game set up to play out like watching episodes of a TV show.
Yeah, they spoke about that
last time, a long while ago. On
they
Star Fox.
Got rid of that, and now it's back to being one big movie. So I think, there was going to have like time...
breaks where you solve the problem of the day or whatever, and then they go back
to normal. You know what? That's not even a bad idea. I would love to see commercials within the Star Fox universe in between missions.
I don't think he literally means...
I think he did.
I'm assuming he meant like...
Like Resident Evil Revelations.
Once the story wraps up in this chapter, we
wait
and
then we do
the next one. No, I want
commercials for Lilat Bucks and Lilat food. And,
hey, are your weird animal legs acting up? Trade them in for these robo animal legs.
They're much better.
I don't know.
Buy the new Landmaster 5000. It doesn't explode like the last ones did. Slippy goes, whoa-oh!
Crystal will think you're hot if you're driving a Landmaster 5000.
Yeah.
Send your frogs to our island so that they don't have to fucking sit and deal with you anymore.
Tired of giant heads floating in space, ruining your games?
Boy, I am. Take a vacation to Dinosaur Planet.
Anyway.
Mom, Dad, where are we going?
Yeah.
Every time we're lost in a game on stream, people are suggesting we should have a tricky emoticon to go, where are we going?
Ugh.
That might be a good one.
It's a good one. We'll get lost.
Because Tricky has a little icon in Star Fox Adventures.
Yeah,
you know,
he does.
Little...
He's got the little Tricky thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, there you go.
There is going to be an invincible R-Wing mode for people that just want to see the game. So traveling mode in Rez, basically. If you just want to like get
there. I didn't know that Rez had that.
Yeah, traveling mode where you can't die. You can just sit and watch the game. It's perfect for parties.
Perfect
for
your grandmas.
Yep.
Strap your grandma into VR Rez and watch her explode.
Miyamoto wants this game to get people interested in dogfighting games in general, and feels that...
I thought he meant dogfighting.
You mean like with animals?
Yes.
Nintendo's dogfighting.
Well, that's what Star Fox is.
You're Michael Vick amiibo.
Please enjoy.
It's not an amiibo. It's just a dog in a box.
I want kids to gather up some dogs and go into an alley.
Level up your dog by like training it at home. And then
is this a Pokemon spinoff?
Project?
No, it's just Wii dog
Project
fighting.
Project Dog Kill.
Trainer Vic wants to battle.
Do you
battle him?
Do the mini game where you hose down the driveway.
Yeah, that one. Oh, man.
Okay, so he wants people interested in dogfighting games, and he believes that...
I just thought of it in my head again.
I know.
Project Hammer.
Be strong. Be strong.
Just skip it. Don't say it again. It'll make me laugh again. Just skip that part.
Because Miyamoto's rolling deep with his crew of thugs, and they got their fucking Rottweilers on the chains.
No, they're Japanese Akibas.
It's true.
And, like, he's doing that, like, that kind of thug walk where, like, the dog is pulling him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like...
back. And Shiba Inus. You know that they're very uncooperative dogs and they basically tell you to fuck
off?
They're
terrible to train, yeah.
Yeah, they're very hard.
He believes that the two-screen control setup they have with the gamepad is the perfect Star Fox control. Or rather... It's Star Fox controls perfected.
On a literal sense, he's right. But
I think it's interesting because I've always really liked gyro aiming ever since it's existed, and I think it took until Splatoon for it to really like get to a mainstream kind of game because it's great. It's amazingly precise, about as much as a mouse, honestly.
I prefer typing on the PS4 with it.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. You do that. Yeah, I like gyro controls a lot. But it's weird that he'd say this, because as a lot of people have pointed out, this is literally the opposite of how Star Fox has controlled traditionally. Because traditionally in Star Fox...
You move the cursor.
No, you move the cursor and the ship at the same time towards the same point. Mm-hmm. And you don't have independent movement. Mm-hmm. And this is literally independent movement of those two facets. You move the ship separately from the aiming.
Is there a way to turn that shit off?
No, but it's going to be better.
Then I'm not playing it.
All right.
Cool.
Great.
Anyway.
Good to know. So anyway, the other thing that he mentioned is the way this is set up in all range mode is interesting because you can then...
All range mode.
You set what your attention is focused on
in
all range mode, and then you use the two screens to have yourself...
Yeah, and
like,
you fly around
towards
it.
That focus, and you sticker... Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you aim where you want to go traveling towards that direction.
The world ends with you is the timeless lesson of most people can't handle. So that's literally what it is. It would be really hard to track a ship in 3D space.
I will concede that I couldn't handle it, but I will also say because it was not well designed.
Oh, well, A, you're wrong. But B, that's not a criticism of you or anyone else. Just imagine playing all range mode in Star Fox, but you're aiming on the bottom screen.
Yeah.
That seems incredibly hard to do both at once if you didn't have some sort of lock-on to keep you, like, strafing or something.
Is this in there, or did you talk about it last week, since I wasn't here, the retro stuff?
Yes, we did.
Okay, just making sure.
There's a follow-up there in somewhere in that docket.
Yeah. Oh, Coleco ditched him. Whatever.
Yeah.
Wooly, you can't...
I mean the retro R-Wing.
Oh, no.
You can unlock the R-Wing from Star Fox for the Super Nintendo.
With an Amiibo.
And it also plays the original Super Nintendo theme of Corneria.
Oh, cool.
Didn't that Amiibo, like, get announced that it was not going to come to North America due to choking
concerns? No. It's just going to be the Star Fox ones.
Okay.
They were going to make an R-Wing, but they were concerned kids would choke on the pointy bits because it was an SNES R-Wing.
Yeah.
Which is incredibly, like, dumb and, like, the tiniest bit hypocritical because one of Nintendo's, like, licensed Jak-specific toys has an R-Wing this big. Kids would literally want to eat.
Also, many Smash Amiibos all have swords.
Yeah, I know.
The important thing to know is that if a kid chokes on a toy, that was meant to happen.
Yeah.
The real important thing to know is that Project Giant Robot has not yet surfaced, unlike Star Fox Guard.
Star Fox Punch!
Because they haven't yet decided to develop it into a full game.
Whatever, make that an NX game anyway. Want to see that in, like, you know, the best graphics possible.
They kind of made it for that demo, and then they let it rest. So.
Like, if I wanted to have, you know, fight as giant robots, mm-hmm. I'd rather do it on the new system.
I really hope they get their shit together, because the Wii U
the robot
era was, like, not a good time for Nintendo in terms of, like, getting projects to happen. With the whole beginning of the, like, kind of pathetic, like, oh, we didn't know it'd be this hard to make games. Well,
it's hard.
Fuckers, you had 7 years to look at the last generation and, like, learn, and you
didn't. Why would they look at their competitors?
And then, like, the amazing Nintendo Direct in 2012 where they announced too much, it turns out. And then, like...
Was that the one where they announced the Fire Emblem Cross SMT game that didn't exist?
Well, not at the time.
No, but it, like, that version of that game, like, is never going to exist.
No, it was just, like, a teaser
thing.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, then we had the really uncharacteristic E3, what was it, a year ago or two, where they showed those early demos, like Project Guard and Giant Robo. Nintendo doesn't usually show, like, crazy early shit like that.
They're such small projects, you know?
Well,
like they never show, like, Splatoon in pre-alpha, you know?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what they did, pretty much. You know what I mean?
They showed Project Guard and Giant Robo, and then the other thing, the third thing I forget, way, way earlier.
It may have just
usual.
Been Star Fox behind doors, and it was, like, super uggo, but
I think it
remember.
Was, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Off-camera Star Fox, yeah.
No, like, we didn't get to see it, like, behind
anyway,
doors.
Anyway, retro Star Fox theme.
Yeah.
The music, it's the best. The music will never be better. Can't be topped.
You know what? I hate
Super Nintendo theme?
I hate to say it. Melee did it better.
I'm shocked you would
I'm
say this.
I'm also shocked.
It's not even
it.
A thing of, like, Melee the best. It's a thing of, like, that song is better in that game. I wish that one was in that.
I like the Super Nintendo.
I like it too. It's really good.
I love it, but I'm excited to hear the new version that hopefully uses the Mario Galaxy.
No, new stuff is terrible. Play the old classics.
I hope they put that Mario Galaxy.
Play One Winged Angel. Mario Galaxy, Holy.
I'm hoping that they put the Mario Galaxy Orchestra to use.
Yeah,
and
if only
them do it.
It's not in house though. That orchestra.
No.
It was like the...
But they were called the Mario Galaxy Orchestra in the credits.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to believe.
That's going
to
be like...
Part of it was the like Kyoto Symphony Orchestra and stuff like that. Just like how they do orchestrated themes most places.
You mean
to
tell me that Nintendo didn't internally hire an orchestra to sit there all day?
A lot of people do think that that's the case. But like orchestrated themes are usually just done with the regional orchestras.
Usually.
And stuff.
That's like in 15 years, you're at a Platinum Games concert, and they're like, all right, here's something from our new game. Play Tables Turned!
Yeah.
They're like, no, we hate that game. We were all incredibly disappointed with it.
So...
And you're like, what?
Speaking of incredible disappointment and having a bad time from earlier, like you said, another PSA. You know those NVIDIA drivers that Pat was warning everyone about that'll
That's right.
fuck up your computer? They released a fix. Don't download the fix. The fix will also fuck up your computer. It is not safe to get an NVIDIA driver beyond version 362.
Whoops.
Okay. Just letting you know.
I should roll that back.
We have the confirmation that Tokyo RPG Factory's new game, or rather first game, I Am Setsuna, is coming out this summer here, which is cool.
North America.
In North America.
You can go.
No, wait. Yeah,
Sick.
It's being called Chrono Trigger-like. And,
it's very much like Chrono Trigger.
The screenshots, look like they have a very interesting art style because, like, it looks 3D from a distance, but, like, there's parts that look hand-drawn. So
it's all 3D. It's 3D? Really pretty, that game.
Okay.
So, I know I'm a broken record, but you know why that's bullshit?
Because the Vita version's not coming?
Because it's getting left in Japan.
Yeah.
That's just bullshit, like.
Is it?
They made the game and they're localizing it.
But
aren't you the one who always says, like, well, they don't think they'd make any money, so it's fine?
But the difference is they would. So, like, Namco's released numbers where, like, Sword Art has done, like, 100K in the West alone on the Vita digitally, which is, like, those are great numbers.
I didn't say consoles, so, yeah.
PS4 Steam.
It's coming out PS4 Steam, exactly. And
digital only.
It came out last month on PS4 Vita.
So in Japan, yeah.
No PC version.
No, yeah, the Steam one's been announced for the West, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a little random thing I'd just like to add because Wooly might be interested in it. Preacher, the show, just announced premieres May 22nd on AMC. And I'm incredibly excited to look at this to see if I will hate it or love it.
That trailer didn't exactly...
It did not as me as well. But I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, because I would want a Preacher show to be the greatest show on television.
I will give it the 4-episode stretch.
Okay, I will do so as well.
We've got Salt and Sanctuary, which comes out today.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I played a little bit of it.
Yeah, so you're the only one that didn't get to try it, if I remember correctly, from PAX, right?
Yeah. Played a little bit of it last night, and I don't know, it's not doing it for me.
That's a bummer. I really liked it.
The constant loading in and out of like areas, like it's instantaneous, but like that first zone, you're constantly going in and out of a building, and the individual rooms are all small, and it's crazy darkly lit, and I don't like their art style. Like I feel bummed out because I really should like this game, but
The Sky Studios, their art style has always been very specific.
I just don't care for it. I don't think it's a bad game by any means. But I don't think it's for me.
I can definitely see that they're going for like some other things. They're going for a 2D Souls sort of experience.
I
felt it was really enjoyable. The controls didn't bother me too much. Mm. I got up to that first boss, and you know you just have to like be really good with your roll timing, and it was a challenge. It was good. I don't know, man.
I didn't realize how much I cared that the Souls games were in 3D. Until I played this.
Hmm.
Like the vista and like just diving into like a honeycomb area. Like it's just not the same in 2D for me.
I think I would I'd get behind a game that was like VanillaWare in visuals that had like that type of combat depth. That would be my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
Go play Earth Wars.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's on PS4. It's really good.
Okay.
This is coming from somebody who like doesn't like Metroid, so take it as you will.
Right. So there's that. There was a leak from Paradox Dev. Their Steam page for Stellaris popped up a bit early, and there's some extra footage and things of that game. Still not 100% sure exactly what it is, but it seems like it's
You're talking about. What's Stellaris?
Stellaris is that game that Paradox Dev is making. Paradox Dev Studio, whatever. The guys that made a Pillars of Eternity.
Paradox didn't make Pillars of Eternity. Paradox is a publisher.
Paradox makes totally different games.
Okay, then my mistake. Stellaris is a game that looks and seems to be a lot like No Man's Sky in ways, but not 100%. But it's spaceships discovery. And does no one know?
Isn't it like
I've never heard of this.
Okay.
Isn't it like a 4X strategy game anyway?
Might be. It's unclear.
Like Sins of a Solar Empire and
stuff? The trailer doesn't 100% confirm.
Sure, okay.
It seems to just emphasize space discovery and flying into things and meeting alien races. And who knows, maybe you fight them, maybe you don't. I don't know. So yeah, that popped up, and no release date on that yet, but if that's your thing.
Like, the thing that Paradox did announce is that Obsidian and them are going to be announcing a new game at some event in the near
future.
That's
cool, GDC.
Which,
very, very soon.
It's hinted that it might be an Obsidian-made Vampire the Masquerade game.
But they confirmed it wasn't.
Oh, they didn't? Yeah. Fuck! God damn it!
Yeah.
Oh,
but
well.
That's GDC, very, very soon. Yeah.
I hope that is good and soon.
Sick.
What looks good and is soon is the new trailer for Mutants in Manhattan.
Yes!
Oh, you'll watch those trailers,
so much
but
sooner.
You won't watch a Civil War trailer?
That's a little different. But no, it's so much sooner than I thought.
So this trailer is your fucking All the Warriors trailer.
Spoilers.
Because here comes Super Shredder.
Good.
Here comes...
It's the only Shredder I want to fight.
Armagon.
Well, he was in the first trailer.
Yeah, here comes Rebop, here comes Rocksteady.
Here comes Wingnut.
Here comes Wingnut, here comes Baxter. Here comes villains that I don't even recognize.
Man. Ooh.
There was like two guys in there that I was like, what?
I recognize all of them.
Karai.
You know who Karai is.
I know who Karai is. But
I'm shaking my fist.
Who was who was at the end?
Krang.
A human in a head? Human?
Krang.
That was Krang's, like, human body. Yeah.
Okay.
From behind.
And
you know Krang?
Yeah, I do. It seemed like...
Who's the other guy then?
Somewhere in between the footage, there was a really quick clip of someone with like a really white face or body.
Could
very
be anybody.
Pale.
Were there mousers?
No, but there were robots.
Fuck! Mousers are the best thing that came out of TMNT.
There were robots.
I really wish I could have gone to this game not knowing those characters were there and just have them be a big surprise.
Okay, we get it, Pat.
It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same.
And
it's exactly
the
same.
Sorry, I just want to expunge on this a little bit. Usually when a publisher says summer, I go, great, September 13th.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that it's not even technically... When does summer begin? It's actually like way later
June 21st.
In June. So now that it's May, sick. Great job. It's so soon.
I hate Shredder's voice in this trailer.
It's not great.
I really don't like
it. Is it Uncle
else
Phil?
Is fine. It's not because Uncle Phil's dead.
Oh, well, shit.
But it's way too fucking, like, bad guy. And it's like, man.
Shredder's voice is not great in a lot of stuff.
Shredder should...
In the Nickelodeon cartoon, his voice is not great. And a lot of the cartoons. You know, his voice is great in the 2003 cartoon.
Abysmal,
the Fox Box one.
Abysmal as it was, Michael Bay's Shredder was just a Japanese guy. And I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
I'll fucking take that. Yeah.
Was it that?
Yeah.
It just looked like a big monster. That's Slash.
But,
it's gotta be.
But who was that white thing they were hitting around?
It could be just a random enemy for all we know.
That guy.
It looks like it could be...
It looks like Storm Shadow.
Then it's Elite Foot Soldier Ninja.
All right. Yeah, man, Mutants in Manhattan.
I still think that's a terribly generic title. Mutants in Manhattan. Yeah, we know. Ninja Turtles is mutants.
I mean, it's a Ninja Turtles title.
How fresh are you
going
to get with Ninja Turtles? You know, like, everything's really...
It should be called Ninja Turtles by Platinum. That should be what
buy this
called.
One
for Wii U.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles buy
Wii
this
U
one
and not, for 3DS.
It's not coming out though for those things. Kids that have Nintendo consoles hate Ninja Turtles.
You know, actually, they were the only ones who got the games for a little while, and they sold terribly. So I guess it's justified for once. Remember all those 3DS ones?
Not really.
You bought one of them.
That was based on the movie.
Yeah, but you still bought it. No, you bought the other one, too.
Which one?
The cartoon one, the CG cartoon one.
The one that came out on the 360?
No, the one on the 3DS.
I don't know which one you mean.
Oh, well, that one as well.
I don't know which one you mean.
And there was another one.
Which one?
It was also movie-styled.
The other one. You know
was,
the other one that
you
bought?
There was three 3DS ones, and they were all horrific bombs.
I only know of... Okay, there's that Way 4 Metroidvania that was terrible, but that was released on a bunch of systems.
Mm-hmm.
There was the movie one that like worked kind of like a a PC RTS style game, and that only came on the 3DS.
Yeah.
And I think there's the other Nickelodeon cartoon one, which I did buy in preparation for Ninja Turtle Week, but that came out on 360 and Wii and PS3, maybe? I don't know. Just fuck it. Wooly, just go. What's the story? Because I can't ignore it.
What does this look
what
like?
What type of advertising would you say this is?
It's bloodvertising.
That's bloodvertising.
That's blood on the floor of a bathroom stall in the woman's bathroom.
And this is for what product?
Wow. That's some period.
What product is this for? It's for Hitman.
Hitman. See?
I can't believe.
It looks like when you have the stall doors closed, it looks like there's blood coming from under the stall.
Liam, for a little bit of context, when we were doing Naruto.
But then you open the stall and then you see a ad for
Hitman.
We got
so bored, we looked up all the different stupid advertising gimmicks Acclaim did, and we found out about bloodvertising, which was actual, like, liquids that were put into the bus stops all over the UK, and it would drain out and stain the public spaces, and Acclaim would also foot the bill to cleaning it after the blood had run out after a week, and they dubbed it bloodvertising, and that was the only shining moment of the Naruto session that time.
That's a really good concept. Can we do that?
They're doing it.
No, can we do that?
Best friends
for ourselves.
Bloodvertising?
Yeah, exactly.
Just blood everywhere in a bathroom, and then go check out Best Friends Play.
There you go.
Blood in a bathroom.
Easy as that.
There's blood in a bathroom, and you look at it, then it says, by Sense of Right Alliance. buy this slave syrup.
It's blood.
Yeah, that is.
Ooh.
Actually.
I like that level. That's a nice advancement. We've got.
Yes.
On March 21st.
High Energy Podcast. What's coming out March 21st?
The trailer for Best JoJo. It's coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then, mere days later, on April 1st, JoJo Part 4 begins.
Unless it's a joke.
But I don't think April Fool's works for April. Day. Yeah, I don't think it does. Know. And, like, there's this magazine cover here, and it says 4-1 at 24:30, Tokyo MX, JoJo Part 4. So, I think it's happening.
It's probably happening.
Best JoJo.
We got to talk about that JoJo question I had for you in the email. You didn't reply back, so I needed to know. Wanted to know.
Okay.
I have to clarify.
Yeah, I saw it.
Clarify later.
I saw it.
Not
thumbs
here,
up.
Though.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay.
thumbs up. Giant fucking thumbs up to River City Ransom SP, which is the River City Ransom remake being made. That I didn't fucking know about.
Yeah, they announced this a long time ago.
So there's a ton of
this is Arxis, by the way.
This is Arxis. There's a ton of River City Ransom shit going on.
Because Arxis
the PS3 one just came out in the West like a few months ago.
Yeah.
Now, Arxis bought the rights for River City and Double Dragon.
Yes, they did.
A few months ago.
From one of the many owners.
So as confusing as that whole thing was, right? So you've got the River City Ransom remake, and it's a faithful River City Ransom thing with, like, you know, some...
It's much more expanded.
Yeah, better lighting, better sprites. I mean, the sprites are... The characters are still the same.
2D!
You know, but, like, shit looks like it's pretty good. All in all, fun trailer. Check it out. But then the last half of the trailer is dedicated to a mode that exists in
this game. It's a one-on-one fighting mode, right?
A one-on-one fighting mode. Do you know what this one-on-one fighting mode is called, man?
No, I don't know. I know that this mode exists, but I don't know the name.
Let me try and find it for you.
Does it flash in English?
Here we go. This is the one-on-one fighting mode. We're, as it's being introduced. Hold on. No, that's more special. So
yeah.
Okay. Wow. That was good.
Sorry.
You gotta find it. Whoa, that was nuts.
Here comes new game mode.
Okay, here it is. Fighting of Double Dragon 2016.
Cool. Good name.
What does it look like? It's got Double Dragon music.
Billy and Jimmy as
Kunio
characters.
Oh!
And it's cool. Playing the Double Dragon theme, and the one-on-one fucking fighter mode is just straight up Double Dragon based.
And what's this coming out on?
3DS.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to get it. There's already been like two River City Ransom games on the 3DS that we never got.
But so, Arc System is releasing that. This, so maybe there's a chance.
I fucking hope so, but we've already missed two, and it's a bummer.
Because Arc System did release those Dragon Ball games and stuff. Well, yeah. I mean, Namco did.
I really hope they do.
Raw remake of River City Ransom 1, that seems like a knockout, though. Like, that seems
sure,
like...
Sure, sure. I'm just saying, we did just miss two.
That does...
So, I hope they release it.
Although, if you want clarification, Wooly... Right now, the status of Double
what
Dragon.
What is the status of the Double Dragon license?
The status
license?
Of Double Dragon is that the creator of Double Dragon, Yoshihisu Kishimoto,
is he sure
has
he
a company,
invented it?
Has a company.
Okay.
And he is the main license holder.
Okay.
And publishers need to go through him and submit their proposal. This is why. So Majesco had to go to him to get Double Dragon Neon made. And he looked at the proposal and looked at WayForward, said, okay, here are the rights. You get them for this long. And then they go, okay. They release the game. They release it on PC. And then it ran out. Then someone else needs to come up to him that wants Double Dragon. And right now, that's Arc System Works. And they need to ask him, can we make Double Dragon or Kunio games? Because he owns the rights for both of them. And then he goes, okay.
So on a case-by-case basis,
yes.
Any company, anywhere, at any time...
They have to get approval from the god of
the
Double
rights.
Dragon.
Got it. And that's probably what Rage of the Dragons tried to do and didn't get.
No. This new way of doing it was only established about 3 years ago.
Well, then that doesn't explain the past.
No, it doesn't on the past at all. I'm just saying this is the state now.
I thought we were getting to the bottom of what the fucking Double Dragon insanity over the years has been and why it worked that way.
But I'll explain to you, I know the reason why a Rage of the Dragons happened specifically. Because that was made around 2001 and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, by
Evoga and Noisemaker.
Yeah.
But someone else owned the rights at the time, and who owned the rights at the time was Atlus, because they released Double Dragon Advance on the GBA, and they
with
didn't
the sick
know.
Promo art.
It's a sick promo art.
So cool.
It was good.
And,
it was good.
And Noisemaker and Evoga did not know that when they started already pouring money into the game. Then when they went, oh, okay, well now we actually have to get the rights to Double Dragon. Give it to us. No, Atlus has it, and you'll only get it once that runs out. And they said, well, fuck it, we're not going to wait.
So only one person can have it at a time.
Yeah.
So it's like Captain Universe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like Captain Universe.
Got it.
The IP rights to Double Dragon.
Perfect.
In case you want to know all this, because I'm working on a Did You Know Gaming Double Dragon right now.
I was wondering. I'm like, that was a little bit too fucking on the point.
I was getting to the bottom of the Bimmy and Jammy barrel there.
Like,
so,
why is Matt so on point all of a sudden?
Yeah, I'm never on point ever, so it makes sense when... When I, if you if I'm
you gotta
on
shake
point,
it up a little bit.
If I'm on point, it means I'm working on a digital game. Anyway, all right. Sorry about that. That
if you're on point, it's because you're not working on your own stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Emails. It's letter time.
Letter time.
It's letter time.
If you want to,
did you see all the cool?
Have you stopped having a coughing fit?
Yeah.
You're okay.
My voice is like decidedly shittier than it was before.
Do you
that
need
coughing
some fit? Water?
Nah.
Okay.
I know this is decidedly not the right time for it, but did you see all the sick Zero Time Dilemma stuff?
Can you phrase that in the form of a letter?
No.
Then no.
I didn't. What is it?
It's fucking... There's just awesome screenshots. The game looks fantastic. They showed off all the characters now. Tons of details.
Okay.
Supposedly a trailer's coming at GDC.
Like,
it's really sick. What's wrong,
time,
Pat?
I don't want to bring it up again. I'm just totally baffled as to why the Civil War trailer is different from all of these other examples.
You were right to not want to bring it up again. The Zero Time Dilemma, like last time I brought it up, I kind of talked about the character. It didn't really, like, no one really said anything, so I kind of didn't, like,
sure, okay.
That. But, I guess,
There's screens now, and it looks really good.
So, I guess when there's a trailer, you know, will be when people start.
Yeah, I'm
really
only mentioning it because now
it.
There's screenshots.
Cool.
And, like,
I love the art, man.
Game looks really pretty.
Looks fucking
so.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge step up.
Still kind of sad that Kinu's out.
Because
apparently this is a step up, a huge step up from Kinu Nishimura. Wooly. Wooly throwing Kinu Nishimura in the dirt.
No.
Because I would have rather.
I love Nishimura.
I would
oh,
rather
no.
have heard.
Oh, no, he didn't know.
I did.
Okay,
because
yeah.
I remember the way the main character is drawn with his...
Yeah.
It's Nishimura style, absolutely.
Yeah.
I wish this changeover would have happened so Nishimura could have worked on Street Fighter V, like, artwork instead. Because she's much more consistent than Bengus.
He's an SNK guy.
Who, no?
He did the KOF stuff.
Kino Nishimura.
Yeah.
The woman.
Think about this
the lady
really carefully before you continue.
Who is not a he, who didn't do SNK stuff.
Or do you mean Shinkiro?
I don't mean Shinkiro.
Because that's the person you're talking
about. Hold on a moment.
All right.
We can sort this out.
We can sort this out real good.
I don't think there's anything to sort out. You're completely wrong. Kino Nishimura,
I think, to my knowledge, never worked
on SNK.
The extent of Kinu's art, I think, is in CVS.
No, it's in Third Strike. Not Third Strike. It's in New Generation.
Oh, yeah, because I thought Shinkiro did the art for the Capcom characters, and
yes.
She did the art for the...
Yes, no, you're
okay,
right.
Okay, yeah.
But before that, she did most of the character like art
yeah,
for
no,
New
no, no,
Generation.
Yeah, no. You're super right. I was mixing it up with Uppers...
Who is the old SNK archetype? Not Falcon, but
no,
the other guy.
No, because the Uppers artist.
Who's the Uppers artist?
Has a very similar style to Nishimura.
And
with
yeah, she did Cannon Spike.
Cannon Spike as well, yes.
That's true, yeah. That one always gets ignored.
Yeah, fuck.
And she did, didn't she do, fuck, what's the one with the robots?
Cyberbots,
yeah.
She did Cyberbots.
So that loose.
And she did, UN Squadron.
Not sure about
she designed the Felry and stuff. Oh, that's not UN Squadron. That's the other one. The other Capcom plane shooter. They have a million of those.
Hiroaki.
Hiroaki. That's the SNK artist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, Hiroaki style and Nishimura style have similarities that kind of made me confused there.
Sure, okay.
It's a very loose kind of coloring style with sketchiness. And like, the coloring is always not flat. And so I got distinctive.
So whenever I
you
saw
wanted to
that...
throw Hiroaki onto the floor,
no, I just wanted to say that I really like the new art.
Yeah, no, the new artist is fantastic.
Anyway,
okay.
So
yeah,
if you
want to
send in an email,
yeah,
that's superbestfriendcast@gmail.com.
Ooh, that's track.
That's superbestfriendcast@gmail.com.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And when Wooly stops looking longingly at Ishimura art.
We can read those emails.
All right, let's take the final,
final question.
Fuck, marry, kill style question ever.
Ever?
Ever.
I think as long as there's good ones, you can still keep doing it.
You know what?
They have to be good.
They have to be good. But this, for now, I'm pretty much putting it to rest, assuming that nothing else good is going to come.
I've seen people do weird stuff. They go, fuck, marry, kill, and exist.
So here's what we got.
Exist is the fourth one.
We have four unique ones.
That's a cop-out answer.
It is.
We have four unique ones tailored to each of us individually.
All right.
Why?
Because...
So the email lasts longer.
And, yeah. Jeez. That's getting violent.
You can really taste the chutney.
Oh, sorry, guys.
The Orochi's about to come out. Hold it in. All right. So Zay Ivory says, individual fuck, marry, kill style questions. So Matt.
Yes.
Fuck, marry, kill. My Momoji Lulu.
This isn't that hard. Your wife's not in there. Your wife is not in that list, Matt.
This whole concept breaks down if we can't do it in 10 seconds.
Kill Momiji. Fuck my Mary Lulu. But that sucks.
Can I ask a question about the fuck, marry, kill style?
No.
Does it apply that you never have sex with your wife in this situation?
No, it implies you just have sex with sex.
Okay, but do you have sex with the married
yes.
one? Oh, okay.
Well, you're married.
Yeah, okay, that's...
So, like, yeah, but,
all right.
Like, fuck is just fuck.
Yeah, okay.
Who's
you're not even allowed to talk to her.
Who's Momiji?
She's from,
Dead or Alive.
Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden.
Well, she's originally from Ninja Gaiden.
Dragon
Sword.
Okay.
And, like, she's the only... Like,
she's a mainstay now.
She's the only dead or alive character I even like anymore, the since Tina one? Is apparently no, erased from existence.
Black
hair.
The black-haired one.
She's yeah. like, and then, like, she's a really side cool ponytail.
Name. Yeah, okay, I know that one.
She's the only one I like anymore, so... I'm not allowed to like Tina.
All right. You
there are so many girls who missed out on Extreme 3.
Yeah, well...
not just Tina.
But Tina was my favorite.
Fair.
So what was your final answer there?
Fuck Momiji. And that's only because she's the newest.
No, you said kill Momiji.
Sorry, kill Momiji because she's the newest, therefore I have the least attachment. And then marry Lulu and fuck Mai.
Okay, that's good.
Pat.
Why would you marry Mai? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's stupid. That means you'd never actually have sex.
Yeah, oh, I know that!
Pat.
Oh!
Cancel, promote, constantly rumored Half-Life 3 type scenario. Yeah. Yakuza, Platinum, franchise, and Street
Yakuza
Fighter
made by Platinum?
Franchise.
What? Can you read that again?
Yakuza franchise, all Platinum's franchises.
Sorry.
Future games. Franchise. Yeah.
This is what's written.
What's the third one?
Street Fighter franchise.
And it's promote.
Promote, cancel,
constantly rumored,
or constantly rumored, but like Half-Life 3 may never actually happen.
And this is Pat with two T's, by the way.
That's not me.
That's Pat.
And it's Yakuza Platinum and Street Fighter.
Yeah.
A Platinum is promote, constantly rumored to Street Fighter, and cancel is Yakuza.
I totally agree.
I'll agree to that.
Yeah.
There's enough Yakuza.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Super easy.
One more time. What was that?
It's promote Platinum.
Yeah.
Constantly rumor Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And cancel Yakuza.
Okay. Great.
And then we're in the reality that we were living in 1 year ago.
Yep. Okay.
Hmm.
Liam, fire from video games forever, condemned to a janitor forever.
A janitor forever.
That's good.
Or pachinko mines, and forced to create video games forever. Kojima, Yoko Taro, Sakurai.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
what was
these
the that the, they're all really good.
I'd fuck Kojima.
Fire forever. Janitor forever.
Two of them are bad in this case.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, in the other cases, at least two of them...
Janitor's the worst one, because they can go get a non-janitor job in another industry.
Yeah. I guess... Hideo's had a hard life.
I think he's good.
I think I'd put down Hideo.
I agree.
Because right now, he's just... He's so on the down low that I think I can do it without feeling bad right now.
He probably wants to make movies.
Yeah.
I would, this is the last one's tough. Turn into a janitor is the tough one.
Yoko Taro, obviously.
I would put Sakurai in the janitor position.
It'd be funny if he constantly slipped while he was working.
Yeah.
The floors are slick.
It would be hard on his wrists, I know that much, but.
You're a monster.
I would put Sakurai in that position, because. There are people in games that can make games as good as Sakurai. There is nobody who can replace Yoko Taro yet. Nobody can do that.
Can't you just put a mask on and fake it?
Nobody. There are no
games. It's
like
Sin Cara.
There's nothing anything like his games.
Did he make one game, or is there more that I'm not aware of?
No. The Dragon Guard games and Nier.
Okay.
And there's nothing like them.
Aren't most of those, like, bad?
He didn't Dragon make guards. He and everyone else knows that's because of the companies they were working with.
Yeah.
Which is why they're working with Platinum now, because all of his games have like amazing everything that he does and mediocre
everything
gameplay. Because like, hey, Access Games make an action game.
Ouch.
Well, it's Dragon Guard 3.
I'm sure Nier would have been 1,000 times better if the grunt work wasn't done by Cavia. He's not that great of a developer, development house.
Well, they're gone now, yeah. But, like, that's the thing. With the music is, like, 10 on 10. The story's 10 on 10. Characters, whatever,
all him,
same
right?
thing. Well, the music's Okabe, who he knows, exactly. And the graphics are, they're great. They're not, like...
If only...
They're not Heavy Rain or Beyond Two Souls, but the gameplay is the problem.
If only when you approach the fishing mission, it asks you to insert your copy of Sega's Bass Fishing. And then just...
Yeah.
Take it from there.
Yeah, that's a tough question, though.
And then, Wooly, get into, ban yourself from, admire from a distance.
Those are good.
A mecha force, a worldwide fighting league, professional poker.
Oh, professional poker.
That one, I mean, you cursory talked about poker
I'm
once.
I'm
going to
answer for Wooly.
Please do.
It's banned from forever is the poker league.
Okay.
admire from a distance is the Worldwide Fighting League, and get into is the Mecha Force.
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to answer.
Are you for real?
Moving on.
The poker one makes it too easy.
These things are not equal. Yeah. Like,
It's a shame. If the poker one had been something else, that could have been something.
But thus, you know what? You could die more easily in the mecha thing.
Oh, but it'd be...
He doesn't care.
But it'd be sick nasty.
And also, I'd want to make sure that there's a really good ejector system.
Yeah.
You know? Because the problem with... The reason why people die in their mechs is because they always
They're slow on the eject.
They're slow on the eject. They have too much hubris and or they're all, like, caught up in the moment in one way or another.
There's too many moments in Gundam in which a guy gets shot through the chest and he has enough time to look down in the cockpit at his mech exploding where he could be ejecting. Because you know what people don't do in space?
Yeah.
They don't shoot fucking floating pilots.
Yeah.
That's bad form. That's weird.
So
it's difficult.
Right.
Yeah, but also it's like kind of, it's murdery.
Not to mention the other times where it's like you take significant damage, but you keep on going because you think this time I'm going to. It's like, no, just get the fuck out of there.
Another robot.
And that's the problem in every fucking thing.
Rules did not stipulate that he doesn't have limitless robots.
You know where that's not a problem?
Where?
Fucking Gundam Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm hit. Eject. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
It was great.
Abandoned ship.
So, anyway.
Abandon this Gundam.
That
question took up like 5 regular questions.
Thus ends Fuck, Marry, Kill pretty much forever.
You know what? You're
until
right.
Until next
That's
time.
That's about the high quality one is we're going to get.
Like I said.
Someone's got to top it though.
You can try, but you're probably not
going to.
That
was the hardest
one
I've ever done, and I still want to take back some of my answers.
Mine was pretty easy.
Here's one that is just a visual.
It's just a license plate that says Bort.
That's good. That's good.
Come on,
Delaware.
Man. Bort?
Doing good work.
Come along, Bort.
No, Liam doesn't get to see it.
I thought you leaned over.
It's a license plate that says Bort.
I thought. Sorry, I saw your head lean over, so I thought you leaned over. There you go.
It's a Bort license plate.
Yeah. Okay. We got one from Allie, and Allie wants to know, we've talked to Assorted Tales about the waifu wars, but do you have a favorite husbando from a game that lets you play as a female character?
Not really.
Duh, Warren, hello.
I really like Akihiko.
Akihiko's pretty much
Akihiko's a hot guy.
That's the go-to.
He's hot.
That's
his best.
I played through Hakuoki and Norn 9 and Code Realize, and no, not really. A lot of nice guys, but...
My femship did not give
stuck
a
with
fuck
me.
About any of those dudes.
Yeah.
Or chicks, really.
I'm trying to think of a game where there's
going
like
stag against the universe.
Pretty much.
I can't think of any game that have Hawkeyes and I control a lady.
Enjoy your power fantasy much?
Yeah. My femship was all business, man.
It's a joke.
I don't know.
Can I say kanji?
No, because you can't P4.
You can say Akihiko at best, but...
Yeah, you can't P4 fem.
But then you have to fuck Akihiko.
Yeah, okay.
Live?
P3P, I'll take P3P as an answer, and I agree.
Yeah, Akihiko's hot.
Akihiko.
Yeah. You're stealing Mitsuru's boy.
You're right.
Bitch.
You're right. You told me.
Ugh, you're dumb.
No, you're right. Thank you.
You're dumb.
What? Okay. So,
they're not a couple.
Here's an interesting thing.
From Luke Harper.
Here's an interesting thing.
What?
The wrestler?
Yeah, it's still
the from wrestler. The wrestler.
We try to not say last names.
Oh, because I just saw it and I was like, is it really him?
I know, but I've seen cooler ones and I've not said them because
Sorry,
don't want to blow up, private people's spots.
There's probably a zillion
spots.
Of them.
Though. You can bleep that.
Bleep blooper.
So here's something. Pokemon equivalent. Oh, actually, fuck it. I won't even say the name. Playing through an older Pokemon game reminded me of a great piece of lore. Machokes and Machamps, especially Machamps, are officially required to wear belts that limit their power because their natural strength is just too much. Beltless Machamp confirmed for potentially strongest Pokemon. Not even legendary Pokemon have to be universally nerfed for the sake of fair competition.
No, that was shit. That
Cody has his handcuffs. Machamps have their belts.
I'm 99% sure that was retconned and the belt is just...
Not only would that be retcon, but
because I remember that from the flavor text of the Machoke trading card, but I'm 99% sure that was retcon.
Like,
really?
Even if it wasn't retcon, that was probably written in like fucking 94. And since then, there's a Pokemon that's God.
Yeah.
But Machamp can fight God with the limiters released.
No, at a
Arceus
time
controls
could.
The fabric of reality.
You can punch that.
No, you can't.
You can't.
You can punch it real hard with four arms no belt to hold you back. I trained my Machamp good.
The real question is, how can you take the being that creates reality and slam it in a Pokeball?
Well, that means the Pokeballs are greater
than Pokemon
reality.
The Pokemon are gone. Pokeballs are gone.
That means that Pokemon can be defeated. If a Pokeball can do it, why can't a Machamp?
I still think Cody being the strongest Street Fighter is the greatest thing ever.
A Master Ball can defeat God.
Yeah, okay.
He just chooses not to.
This is like a Deus Ex Machina tech thing.
You know what? It could go both ways. Because what it is the official Pokemon website posted this thing. Yep. And this is what I was thinking
of.
What
is that?
Confirming that they don't wear pants, Machokes and Machamps.
Yes.
That darker blue,
oh, good.
That darker blue area on them, that's not pants. Yes. That's just their crotch.
Yes.
But it doesn't say anything about the belt, so maybe, maybe not.
Okay.
I just like the idea of the official Pokemon site confirming whether they wear pants.
That's not pants, that's a dick.
That's a dick. No, we want to let you know.
Thing.
So maybe they do still wear the belt.
Parents, please be advised.
Cody's the strongest
and the
coolest.
That is a dick.
That's four penises.
Yeah. Shout out.
I choke them.
It's not an echidna, man.
It's a Machamp.
We got some info on, like, how to unlock things real quickly in Pokken Fighters.
Oh, that's cool.
Liam, so that's good.
That's good.
cliches that you see coming a mile away, but you still enjoy. Name one. From Andrew.
Takes a minute.
It all depends on the execution, because like a satisfying betrayal is good when you're able to look at a character and be like, you're gonna fucking turn. And at the end of the day, if they do it really well, it's really satisfying. But if they do it poorly, then it's just shitty.
Betrayal,
so it all depends on the execution.
Betrayal is boring to me at this point.
But not when it's good.
I guess.
Yeah.
When it's good, it gets you.
You're right.
But it's
like Michi and Gaim was good.
It feels so hard to make it good these days.
Takes work.
It's good. It's good.
Takes work.
Oh, there's two that I can think of.
I want something like go for something cheaper. That's like you're a sucker anyway.
Rival battle.
Yep, that's my answer.
The rival battle is my answer.
Mine's slightly more specific, but it's not the rival battle itself. But it's when the rival has a complementary but kind of opposite move to yours, and then in the last goddamn second, you have to combine both of those moves in order to beat whatever the real big bad is.
Aw, I don't like that.
Jackpot, man.
Jackpot's great, but I don't like the combination because I want sometimes the rival to be the end.
Okay. And the other one is very similar. It's when you see a character or a method show up to do a specific skill and one at a time every time, and then at the end, all of them get combined into a synthesis and do all of those things simultaneously.
Hajime no Ippo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Since I watch a lot of horror movies, I love calling it, and I want it to happen every time, and I'm always happy when it happens, is that someone goes running off, and I go, your car's not going to start.
Yeah.
And then they get into their car,
and the car never starts,
and I get really happy every time.
Yeah, because it means they're dead.
Did you see that coming in Ippo?
When his car wouldn't start?
I was actually thinking of like Wonderful 101.
Okay.
But
cuz I'm like I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see it coming in Hajime no Ippo until the first one happened. When the first one happened, I was like,
well, cuz then it's already happened. Yeah.
You know when he ran off and he got onto Wampo and Wampo wouldn't start?
Yeah, Wampo was like woof woof.
Your dick's way too
the
big.
The opposite.
Elephant noise.
The opposite for me is dropping the keys. I can't fucking stand dropping the keys.
What, dropping the keys?
It's the opposite of
the car won't start.
It's like you couldn't start the car. Okay. You get killed.
Or not
whenever the character drops any MacGuffin in a tense situation. You're reloading
like
a gun
keys.
And you drop the bullets.
Oh, no, you know, and then like, you pan up and, oh, no, it's right in your face.
No, yeah. I don't like dropping keys. I don't like it. It happens really prevalently in Planet Terror. When the nurse lady is in her car, she's inside the car, and she drops the keys on the floor. And I always get annoyed when I'm like, you're going to put your head back up, and in the side window of your car, whoever you're running from is going to be there.
Yeah.
And that always happens, because the camera always follows her. Goes tight to show her picking up the fucking keys.
Gotta do it.
The car should just not start. Don't fuck around with the keys. You don't need that middleman.
That's what you need.
Car just don't start.
No.
That car broke.
You need a Tesla.
The one that bugs me is reloading the shotgun drops the cartridges. That's the fucking one every time.
That's very random. I can't remember that happening that often.
When someone's
Terminator
like trying to reload a gun and
drops
bullets,
the bullets.
Like,
yeah.
Not specifically just a shotgun, I guess. But
I can think of Terminator 2, and that's it.
There's more.
No, someone in a movie needs to RE4 style fucking.
There should be a horror action movie that has every cliche every second. Like, everything you can think of happens.
He's constantly dropping things.
That movie is Hot Shots Part 2.
Yeah, you know what? You're kind of right,
probably.
I like
that movie a lot.
Yeah. I want someone.
I was too young. I barely remember it.
I want someone
to try to unload
their shotgun in a car that won't start, and they drop their keys while
and the camera goes tight.
They put the keys in the shotgun.
And they put the gun shells into the ignition.
The camera keeps getting tighter.
Oh, man.
So this has been coming in from quite a few, so I'll just pick this one from James, who says, Zaibatsu, I don't understand your dislike of Telltale games.
Then you haven't been watching the channel.
What's the Telltale formula you're talking about in the first Minecraft video? Like, I agree with you about the jankiness and stuff, but I still enjoy the games despite that. I'm guessing I'm too easy to please, and what's wrong with the game industry, in quotations.
Quite a weird pull on yourself.
Seems that you guys are going with the mindset of my choices don't matter only when going into Telltale games, even if this is the case with most, if not all, story-driven games, rather than letting each be an experience in and of itself.
Well, it's the illusion of choices don't matter.
I've answered this to like a couple people this week, so we should get into it.
Okay, so the first thing about a Telltale game is that due to the fact that you can't make an infinite amount of
variables,
you need to eventually have the core game design focus in a diamond shape. It needs to start to widen in the beginning towards the middle part where there's the most variation. And then you kind of got to bring it home. You
funnel it.
It's got to funnel back to a point to launch off to the next episode. The problem in Telltale games after episode one is that all of that is focused purely on how strong the writing is. If the writing is good enough that I don't think about it, that I don't care if I see it, great. Walking Dead season one did that excellently.
Yeah, Tales from the Borderlands also.
I beat that game, and I wondered whether or not my choices would do. In Minecraft, for example, or I believe you guys ran into the problem in Game of Thrones, the diamond is obvious from the first time a person talks to you. You can see the entire fucking thing from the word go.
Game of Thrones was also really bad because you knew, since it was written into this already established world, that we knew that literally nothing we could ever do will matter because we're playing as jobbers that are not important.
Yeah. Now, based on the lore, but now you take that, right, where you have this like you said, the diamond shape, and that is troublesome enough in its existence. But
like a lot of games do that. Mass Effect does that.
But Telltale specifically will then have their other signature where it's like, and whichever one of these choices you go for upsets somebody.
Yes.
Right?
No matter what you
do. They'll be mad about it.
Right? So you have to choose between one of two things, and you will upset one person. But ultimately, the problem that is about to arise, like, you trying to stop it with the right decision-making process never actually stops it, because the problem has to occur so that events move
forward. And also, it's like, that's not a writing problem. It's only a problem because it's been, like, six games now.
Yeah, totally.
And it happens consistently every game, almost every episode.
So, whether or not you put up the defense.
It's not a defense. The writing's fine, just after so many games.
I was trying to think of a specific example, like defense inside, so like, when you're shuttered away from the zombies coming at you. It's like, no matter what type of thing, where it's like they hint at a problem that's going to arise for you and your main characters, and you can try to take the steps you can to avoid having that escalate, but the game won't let you because the problem has to come. And I think that, like, the one of the examples I go to, that this is almost like a side issue, but it still grabs the core of this, the problem, is in Walking Dead season 2, there's a moment where you climb up a tower with Clementine, and you look out at the distance, and you see flashlights with strangers approaching your stronghold.
Yes.
You know that bad guys are coming because you've encountered the freaks before, and you know that they have guns and they're trying to hurt people.
Yeah.
You then get down and walk back towards the house, and you see Kenny for the first time, and you have an oh my god Kenny reunion moment, and then promptly forget about ever telling anyone about the coming bad guys. So That
so
was
that
a
the
moment,
bad guys can sneak up on you.
So that's a moment that then ends with that chapter coming, becoming a gunfight where the bad guys are there doing their thing. And the fact that they showed you them coming means that anyone
and you're
in
not
their
allowed,
right
you're
mind...
You're not allowed to do anything about
no,
it anymore.
No, and anyone in their right mind would not put prioritize the reunion or any of that other shit. They would have went, there's
survival.
Fuckers with guns
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, on its own... That's fine. It's a one-off issue, but it happens in pretty much
every
one
episode
of, their,
of every
yeah.
game.
Every one of their games. Yeah.
So there's always a moment where you're looking at your character and you're like, no, do the other thing.
Yeah. I mean, also in terms of like us doing our like, you know, more or less whatever jobs, I played Walking Dead season one. I played Walking Dead season two. I played 400 Days. I played Wolf Among Us. Now then I'm playing,
Game of Thrones.
I couldn't even remember the name of it. The Game of Thrones is that, you know, everyone plays games in different ways and yeah. How much time is in between. But that just made me burn out of like, these are primarily the same games. Like, yeah, Tales of the Borderlands does yeah. some fun things, but they're primarily all the same.
You get to see how the sausage
see,
is made.
Yeah.
You just see.
And more than you
the
ever
franchise
wanted to
just
know
swaps out.
About the sausage being
and,
made.
And I said before, there's also the illusion of choice and that some games mask it better than others. You know, probably Life is Strange has just as much or just as little as choices that matter, but I didn't mind it as much.
They
I didn't
hide
see it,
well,
it as much.
The main thing is just like why I'm kind of I'm not done, but why I'm kind of like a bit fed
Telltale
up with
out.
Telltale games
out.
It's just because there's no obfuscation. It's yeah. so raw. All you do is walk and talk to people and react to QTEs, and that's it.
So,
and like Life is Strange was a really good, had a lot of really good things that fixed that. There's always stuff to look at and read. Hey, save Alyssa or don't. There's like interactions and like thought going into your time travel mechanic and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Telltale's play is
the time traveling itself is an active button you can press to do things
yeah.
and see. Whereas most Telltale games don't have a button that
yeah. Telltale's play is extremely
things.
Thoughtless, and it's not reflective of what adventure games ever were, and it's reflective of specifically what Telltale
it's,
games
it's
are.
It's just what got them really, really popular, actually.
Because yes. it works, and like
works,
you know, when
yeah.
you look at stuff like Life is Strange or Heavy Rain, you can make that kind of thing work really well. But when you remove pretty much every gameplay mechanic and you just simmer it down to walk, talk, nothing, that's it.
Yeah. There are moments in Life is Strange where the game kind of like stops moving forward and goes, all right, you're in control. What's up? Yeah.
Solve it.
And
go forward.
And
do whatever you want.
Telltale does that from time to time, usually
but there's
once,
almost nothing to
but
do.
Very few times. Now, I will say, like as a point here, that Borderlands, Tales of the Borderlands is definitely the best of the formula.
Have you played
games.
It?
I've done the first episode.
Okay, because I'm like three was, episodes in.
I thought it was cool. Handled the best of the games so far.
Besides the first game, Walking Dead?
Besides, well, I guess, yeah. But I like yeah. parts of Tales of the Borderlands better than Walking Dead.
But sure, if you go back fair. And play Walking Dead Season 1, you'll, like, you know, you'll see it mm. again. So, yeah.
Sure, you will see. You definitely will, which almost makes me think that, like, probably going back before Walking Dead is where you get
like,
real variety.
Back to the Future and stuff like
Back
that.
Back to the Future, Sam
Back
and Max.
Back to the Future.
You know, that's probably where
Back
you
to the Future was all right.
Strong Bad yeah. School so, game for attractive people.
I finished
no,
that one.
I
think that
oh, no.
SBCG4AP.
No, not that one.
That's the most adventure game of all them all.
So, Matt.
It actually is.
Would you say that the game that obfuscated its diamond the best would be Heavy Rain?
I was going to say, I actually think it's Until Dawn.
Okay, Until Dawn's is really good, too.
It's Heavy Rain. And plus, unlike Heavy
yeah,
Rain,
yeah,
Until
Dawn's
Until
a great
Dawn's
example,
great.
Too.
So
yeah.
I'll use both as the same. Both of them have the same diamond. They all have to have the same diamond, but they hide it. Both of those games use the same thing, and that is the addition or subtraction of a bunch of scenes. And that's expensive, because you have to have variable scenes, but it makes it feel like you don't quite know how the sausage is made in the time period. I had to play Heavy Rain like 2.5 times before I really saw it.
Right.
And you had to play like, you know, or look it up Until Dawn at least twice to really feel where it was. Mm. Whereas
there's a good bit of deviation.
The Telltale
game,
games
yeah.
are so similar that we played like 5 of them.
It's not just how similar they are, it's how brutally linear they are. Mm-hmm. No matter like, and I know all these other games do this as well. but you never, like, you're always just going from the same room to the same room to the same room to the same room.
So when we're,
and other games just, well, it's again, they just obfuscate it better.
So when the, timer disappears and we see two decisions, bend the knee or tell that White House Hill fucker to fuck off, and it's like, you can choose one of these two, you have to pick one, we know that both of them are gonna lead to your family getting shot up with arrows, so who cares?
The other thing is that, like, aside from all the choices and stuff, that, like, there's also the other little things about Telltale games, like, all of these games run not great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only maybe now, like, Game of Thrones still had problems.
But they're starting to get there, finally.
I don't know how Tales of the Borderlands
Borderlands is better.
This was, like, technical problems aside. This is just on the formula.
No, I know, but then there's, like, also the other reasons we might get Telltale that was like, holy shit, I'm sick of this engine. But this is more like around the time frame.
But the engine does have an effect on the formula, because when you're talking to somebody and you say something and you see their character glitch out for a half second, you know you just changed something minor.
Yeah. I didn't think of that didn't happen in Until Dawn. Certainly
no, it did not.
Because you're masked with how amazing the graphics are.
Yeah, and we don't know the pipeline or the budget behind Life is Strange, but we do know that the existence of another game that is in this style of adventure genre means that, like, the Telltale problems,
and that same straight to digital kind of release, not like Until Dawn or anything,
means that the Telltale problems can and should have been fixed by now,
like 3 games ago.
Yeah,
but they continue to exist.
It's kind of absurd that they're still making games that play exactly the same.
I honestly think they should take like 3 years off from making any major releases and just make a brand.
Well, I think they can keep doing whatever they want, but I think they should be working on new technology in the background. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just don't think that they can juggle both at the same time.
And I think they can afford it.
And think more about that.
They can afford it. I don't think they want to do it.
Right.
Though.
They probably
just use Unreal 4. Just use anything.
Like when they have that giant whiteboard with the fucking post-its on it of the story flow, you know, just like think a bit more about that, and in terms of just how people that know this are going to see it.
Because that giant whiteboard, you know what they do every time? They change the name of the project at the top and leave the whiteboard the same.
Unfortunately.
Like, you know what it feels like?
We can't get the post-it notes off the board, so we just got to reuse these guys.
When the Batman game comes out, like it...
I forgot that existed!
Hold on. Almost feels like the final choice as to whether or how to get the information out of this guy going to the next episode is going to be break his right arm or break his left arm. Yeah.
Well, dude, it's Batman and Marvel license. MCU, Marvel license. Remember?
Yeah, holy shit.
Everyone's
on
board now. Everyone's on board. It's the filter. You know, drop your IP into it and
but
something
here's the
will
thing.
Come out.
Like, unless they make some big sweeping changes or just, like, do the masking better or hire even, like, other writers or I don't know what but I don't, like, I'm actually getting worried because Game of Thrones is pretty close, right? It's like, this is a franchise or material I really love. Like, I didn't read Fables before we played Wolf Among Us. And I didn't know anything about Walking Dead really before I played the Walking Dead game. But the closer it gets to, like, Marvel and other stuff where I'm like, I like these characters a lot. Like, I don't want to get to that point where I'm not liking the games at all. I want them to improve.
They are money machines at this point, so they're not going to stop. That
so
much is clear.
Your concept of, like, just flavor it with this Telltale formula makes me think of, if all of this doesn't gel with you and or it flew over your head or it's whatever, just imagine that the Telltale formula is near identical to, like, the Lego formula.
Yeah.
And that it's the same exact game every time.
Or Musou.
Every other year there's 2 Lego teams.
Every other year.
Exactly.
When you hear that blank Musou is coming out,
you know exactly what it's going to be.
Yep.
Just change the name on it.
Yeah, Musou's a better pick for that.
Although Musou's, like, bad, because I think I said it before, is that there's certain franchises where I'll still go, I don't care.
No, I think Musou's perfect, actually, because Zelda worked great. Whereas a bunch of other Musou games didn't, and that's like, Borderlands worked great.
Yeah, and like, I liked Hokuto, but I didn't like any other anime one, you know?
Sure.
Or, like, Samurai Warriors.
That's what it is.
It's solid,
you know. And I guess, like,
accounting for tastes.
The other bit here is that, like, it's like, well, doesn't every other story that you experience in a video game go through these types of things? It's like, well, yes, but every other game also the whole point is not just that story. You know what I mean? Like, if we see the predictable twists and turns and dumb shit happening in another thing, like, I don't know, Bayonetta or something, we're gonna laugh at that and call that stupid, and then go back to playing Bayonetta.
Well, it's also...
In a Telltale game, the story is the whole point. You're sitting there watching
it. It has to be on point.
Like I said before, it's also a thing of, like, no other, almost no other company releases the same game year after year with a different license and a different mini game.
Well, EA does. Oh, different license.
Because like Tales from the Borderlands has the bit where you mess with Loaderbot. Minecraft has that combat thing in it, I think.
Platinum's starting to get there.
What do you mean?
With
license with games.
EA. I mean Activision.
Transformers and
Korra is really different from Korra. Transformers.
Korra's not Transformers.
But it's Platinum Combat mixed with...
You're starting to see the similarities.
But I stand by what I'm saying, which is no company's done it more than Telltale.
No.
And it's getting real tiresome.
Yeah.
Because the gameplay is not good either.
I think it's Lego literally has like...
You know what? You're right.
License.
Actually, Lego. You know? But... Like I think having played two Lego games in a row just now, because I guess I'm nuts, I like it a lot better than Telltale.
Well,
because the gameplay is not like blindingly slow.
Same here. I tested a couple Lego games and I played a few for fun, and I enjoyed the Lego games I played. But if we played every single one,
that would tire you out.
We would have a completely different tone right now.
Probably, yeah.
There we go, James. I hope that answers your
There's no accounting for taste. I'll wait for Lego Berserk. It's coming next year.
How is he going to hold that sword? He can't stand up. Get out of here.
You could hardly call it a sword. It was just a big slab of Lego plastic.
I just want to see a little Lego Griffith in front of the bleeding sun holding up the baylet.
With his stupid little yellow hook arms.
I wish the Lego games went way more out there with their brands. Like, Lego JoJo would be perfect.
Well, you laughed, but I fucking got you that,
They are Lego guys.
I got you the Kubrick.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
These are characters, man.
They're on my desk. They're doing it.
Yeah. All right, what are you guys looking forward to?
Lego Berserk.
Yeah. I'm
gonna say Lego Berserk as well, actually. Yeah.
I'm holding in my hands right now... What am I holding?
Vagabond.
What am I holding? I don't know. Oh, it's a spider.
Vagabond Volume 36. Nothing in my life is more important than this right now. Mm-hmm. Nothing. The world can go fuck itself until I'm finished this book.
I if you guys have seen him and you saw that, I changed my Twitter picture to him, but Greg Rucka's run on Punisher, where Punisher basically just looks like Big Boss. Mm. Where he's got the beard and the eye patch.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
I'm reading that right now and I want to continue reading it. I bought all three main volumes on my iPad and I'm really, really enjoying it. It has the only female Punisher that's good. Remember I told you about that Daredevil, Spidey bit a few months ago where Spidey sees this Punisher lady and she goes, let me think, Punisherette. Punish that? I don't know.
Right.
Don't say it. So, Frank, I see you've started dating again. He's like, oh, no, I didn't do it.
This is exactly the
parallel story, but from the Punisher's angle, because I was reading a Daredevil comic where that happened.
Okay.
So I'm reading that, and that's excellent.
I'm really excited for the Punisher show to start on the 18th.
There's that.
Which is this week.
There's that.
I've got my box of tissues ready.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that also.
The Punisher show.
No,
featuring Punisher.
I was just gonna say, like, quickly on Vagabond.
Featuring Elektra.
What was that funny thing Pat said? He's like, man, I can't believe they spent so much time
making a preseason for the Punisher.
It's crazy how much, you know, background work they did for it.
No, I was just gonna say on Vagabond real quickly that, like, probably the greatest thing is, that the girlfriend took an interest and read through all of it and caught up on Vagabond. And since it's so hard to just keep on top of when these things come out, cause it's random, whenever they feel like it.
Now you have another person
who's just brings
out.
Them here.
Yeah.
And it's like, yay! So, relationship worth it. You bring me Vagabond.
Just for this.
Alright.
Did you manage to get that Ryu amiibo, by the way?
I did.
Okay, good. Because if you didn't, I'd be like, what happened?
No, I did. Thank you.
What happened? Yeah.
I'm looking forward to putting myself into a NyQuil-induced coma. That'll be fun.
That's every week.
No.
No. Well, just, you know, you can always, like, go the Jackson route and hire the anesthesiologist to sit next to your bed.
No.
And watch you.
No.
It's the best night of sleep you'll ever have.
Yeah. It's the last night of sleep I'll ever have.
That too.
Enjoy your glass.
Enjoy whatever happens to you during the night as well.
No, I'm good.
Matt and I started an unexpected LP today, and I'm really excited.
Oh, boy, did we.
I'm excited to start playing it again, actually. That game was fun.
Yep. Yeah.
I was having a good time at the end of it.
Oh, onto the channel stuff. Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. Yeah. I appreciate
that fact that we are now in the Garb Age.
Yeah, that. That was a good name.
That was a good name.
We have transitioned.
And, like, that's what we're working on right now. More Garb Age.
Enjoy the remainder of the Minecraft podcast.
Yep. The year of James Small has ended. We are now in the Garb Age, unapologetic. Reboot 7, carrying that flag strong.
Oh, man.
To kind of alleviate some garbage, we already kind of announced in our MAGFest video, but I believe Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess HD starts up at the end of this week.
Yes.
Which I'm looking, I have my copy and it's just been sitting there. I want to put it in.
Same.
I want to put it in.
Same.
But I just want
to put it in.
I don't want to. Yeah, well.
Just put it in.
Why is it that, like, the Matt, Wooly, Liam trio always has to be furry dick convention?
Because you keep saying it over and over.
It feels like that's every game that we play, and it's fine. I wouldn't have it any other way.
No.
You turn into a wolf.
We play,
I mean,
before Star Fox.
No More Heroes 2.
Sonic Games.
No More Heroes 2.
Sonic Games.
No More Heroes 2.
Sonic Games.
There's another one too.
Beautiful Joe.
Beautiful Joe.
Sonic Games mostly.
Sonic Games.
Sonic Games mostly.
Always Sonic Games.
But Twilight Princess isn't furry.
You guys
convention.
Ever do those Not good really. Sonic games? I'll play those.
We did. We did Adventure.
We did Shadow the Hedgehog. What are you talking about?
No, I mean it, though. Adventure
you're
great.
Wrong.
Adventure's great.
Trash,
it's
dude.
It's great.
You're
too,
crazy.
Too late.
You played that game when you were like 4.
No, I didn't. That's the best part.
Yeah,
I played through it the
this.
First time like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
then
that game's great.
Then you're nuts.
You should go home tonight and finish it this week because
no,
it's like 6 hours long.
No, I remember it
long.
Vividly. It's terrible.
No, it was 1999, boy.
Or,
it's been 17 years.
Or you could play every Sonic game ever made all week and make a 40-minute video about it. Like,
yeah,
some
no,
people we know.
Bunny Hop is crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's crazy.
Good video.
Good video.
Good video, though.
Good video.
That's what you always, that's the end of the
so,
day. You know?
So, in case you guys didn't see, I demanded that Bunny change his, like, end call sign to, am I out of touch?
No. No.
It is the children who are wrong.
Did he change
Did he
it?
Do it?
He's not yet.
Yeah, well.
We have to pressure him.
That damages
everyone,
his credibility.
Everyone pressure Super Bunny
hey,
Hop
hey,
to change
Hey, Bunny Hop, use one of the most highly contested copyrighted clips ever in your videos.
No, he just has to say it with his
oh,
own voice.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't know. No, that's oh, okay. crazy.
I don't know. George is, he's getting a little big for his britches.
No, he's not.
George is building the Spruce Moose as we speak.
Yeah, hop in.
I said...
Get, okay.
The problem with this Spruce Moose is that it's very disappointing and can't capture my attention.
Yes, that's what's wrong with it.
We've got Heavy Rain stream coming up next Saturday.
What is the day?
This Saturday or next Saturday?
This coming
next Saturday.
What day is that?
What is that still?
That day.
It should be the 19th.
You need to
correct?
Throw a number.
That day is the 19th.
Should be the 19th.
19th,
yeah.
huh?
So not this Saturday, the Saturday
and that'll be
after
at
this Saturday.
5 p.m. Eastern?
No, that's this Saturday. No, wait.
No.
What day? It's Monday.
It's Monday today.
It's Monday today.
So it's this
it's
Saturday?
It's this Saturday.
The next Saturday you will live
no, through. No, it's called this Saturday.
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
Because you're
is
saying
this
next
Saturday?
The coming,
but you mean
coming
this Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah.
The
19th
Saturday. Of March.
The 19th
yeah,
of March.
The 19th is this next Saturday.
5 p.m.
No, it's this one.
No, it's this next Saturday.
No. When you say this Saturday, it means the next Saturday that happens in your life.
Yeah, that's right.
When you say next Saturday,
yeah. That means the
it,
one Saturday
implies,
over
it
yeah.
implies
from this
that you
Saturday.
Subtract
yeah.
one of the
yeah.
Saturdays.
No, I misspoke.
More.
So this okay. Saturday is the stream at the 19th.
Yes.
We're starting at 5 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
That's 5
it's
p.m.
Next
on Saturday.
Saturday not
no,
this
it's
Saturday.
This Saturday.
It's not.
No. It's not next Saturday. It's this next
this
Saturday.
This next Saturday coming up.
It's this It's next Saturday.
No, it's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday.
It's the 19th. It's March 19th, 2016. This Saturday.
No.
Yeah. No, that's when it
hold
is.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. If we this has been solved already by the Friday movies. Friday, next Friday, Friday after next.
Yeah, Friday. No.
So that's what they're called.
So
this Saturday.
So it's not
it's this Saturday.
So,
there you go.
So it's this Saturday. It's not the Saturday after next.
It's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday.
Today is the 14th. Ah, aha.
Ah.
So 6 days henceforth.
Yeah.
Henceforth.
It's this week, 19th. Saturday.
Henceforth.
Henceforth.
That sounds cool. I joined that.
Henceforth, sir.
It's on the 19th.
Sense of Right Alliance.
I'm going to play Heavy Rain. It's going to be good.
Willie's going to play Heavy
What's
Rain.
What's the plan for the taxidermist in the end?
Well, it's no.
No, but like, you know,
I don't care.
You don't care? Okay.
I think the
I'm
general
not switching
plan
consoles
is,
midstream because that's a problem.
Wooly will play the game until he is tired of it.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
And tell you what, It's not going to be one session.
No, so that's hard. No,
we're going to do the damage we do in one.
Yeah.
And then if the taxidermist thing is something, then we'll just like watch a toilet it or something.
You do as much damage as you can.
It's just the taxidermist. Like, the reason I keep bringing it up is because, like, gameplay-wise, it's the most interesting area in any Quantic Dream game.
Yeah, sure.
But, it's a lot more open, and there's a lot more stuff you can do.
Because can you even go buy that alone on
PS3?
PS3?
You have to have the game. I think it's DLC.
It is DLC for the game, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we all own a copy. We can make Saturday. It happen if you want to.
All right,
to,
so next Monday. You need to want to. No, this Monday.
This
Monday. This coming Monday, the podcast will be back.
After the Saturday is done.
Yeah, after the Saturday is done. There'll be the stream, and then another day, and then a podcast will be recorded.
No, it won't.
And no, it won't?
No.
There's no podcast next week.
Comes out on Tuesday.
Comes out on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, it'll record it on Monday.
Doesn't matter.
And then...
Doesn't matter when we record it.
We don't always
anybody.
Record it on Monday.
Point is, the podcast comes out on Tuesday.
Okay, that's even all. Though you often actually put it out on Monday.
You're confusing the people.
Yeah,
comes
actually,
out on Tuesday.
Willie's been putting out on every Monday for the last 2 years.
The official release is Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you.
Next Saturday.
Actually, we're now on EDT. We're not on Eastern anymore.
Daylight Saving.
Oh, yeah,
what's
that one stand for?
Yeah, Eastern play. Daylight Time.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Even though the sun's
right,
gone.
Yeah.
Sucks. Next means Saturday. Every video on the website got fucking pushed. And I had to go and
manually rejigger it, yeah.
Good job, Wooly. Yeah, you did a good job.
So join us again next Saturday.
Yeah.
Won't you?
Saturday.
Not Sunday, though.
5 p.m. Heavy rain.
Ooga.
David Cage.
August 8th.
David Cage.
Shower scenes. Bad writing.